Heroes News today.
Compilation of professional athletes who have passed out, had heart attacks, cardiac problems on professional fields, whether it's soccer, basketball, football, hockey. And this video on the screen from a YouTube channel, Jay Wilderness, has actually put together three of these compilations, totals about 20 minutes, with the 90s song, What's Going On? Because isn't that the question? What's going on? Why are all of these professional athletes and young athletes, who are in the best physical condition of all humans, most of the time, are all of a sudden having all these heart problems? Some of them dying. And then there was last night, where a young football player who perhaps was doing his best work off the field as a good Samaritan takes what is referred to as a routine hit in an NFL football game and then loses his heartbeat, loses his breath, has to be resuscitated on the field. Heart stopped, breath stopped. They were able to get his heart going again. Such a shocking thing for the players. There were tears on the field. And the reports are that the NFL told them, take 5 minutes and get back on the field to play. But the players and the coaches decided otherwise. But how could you go on? How could you play after seeing your friend, your colleague, your brother, out on the field for almost 10 minutes needing emergency medical treatment? So ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into InfoWars today because you know you're going to get the unvarnished truth. And you know that nobody's going to tell it like it is with the background and the context and the understanding like we are right here. But just understand, the reason why this has become such a national story is because the questions of what's going on when it comes to vaccinated athletes dropping dead, having heart attacks at rates we've never seen before, until after this mRNA experimental COVID vaccine injection. We're going to lay it all out for you here on the other side of this Tuesday, January 3rd edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be hearing from lawyers, doctors, and covering all the angles from this massive story.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of bouncing balls here today, and we've got our eye on all of them. The crew working overtime with extra focus today, because even though the big story that a lot of people are concerned about, and we all know why, is last night during a Monday night football game, Buffalo Bills safety, 24-year-old DeMar Hamlin, collapses on the field due to cardiac arrest and had to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance. The game was postponed. I think maybe the first time in NFL history, certainly the first time I can ever remember an NFL game being postponed. That almost never happens, not for weather, injury, anything. But it was such a gut-wrenching, it was such a gut blow for the athletes and the coaching staff to watch their friend, their colleague, their brother on the field collapsed, needing emergency medical attention for 10 minutes. Was such a shaking and jarring experience, they decided they would not take the field. Even after it was reported, the NFL said, take five, then finish the game. They decided to do otherwise. And you know, the NFL is probably lucky that the players made that decision because they didn't need that bad press. They didn't need to look so bad today. When even Skip Bayless, who said that the game seems irrelevant after this, that was considered so controversial, he might not even have a job tomorrow. Amazing stuff. So a lot of bouncing balls here. We're going to cover all the angles. Now, I also need to mention, because this is going on, there is a vote for the Speaker of the House coming up today. And from my last measurements looking at this, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy's going to have the votes, folks. And I think a certain number of Republican holdouts have decided we have no problem sabotaging these 2 years. We have no problem in sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership. We have no problem in sacrificing these next 2 years because they mean nothing if nothing in the Republican Party is going to change. And so I salute Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Bob Good and others who have said, you know what, we're not going to get behind McCarthy. I think it's political brilliance that Matt Gaetz is currently exhibiting. And I have no problem with the Republican holdout sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership or even the next 2 years in Congress because it's not going to make a difference if we don't get new leadership. It's not going to make a difference if the Republican Party doesn't start to have voter policy from the ground up, not from the donors down. So we will be covering that. I also want to mention, again, we're hoping to get a doctor or two on today. We've got a couple we're reaching out to. Maybe we'll open up the phone lines and hear from some doctors to comment on what we saw last night. Attorney Thomas Renz is going to be joining us. And then other big news, Leo Zagami joining us, already scheduled on the death of the former Pope Benedict. And so a lot of bouncing balls today. We're going to be covering all of them. And Alex Jones is coming up because here's the thing. We're about to get the new Fauci files from Twitter. And so for this tragedy to happen on that football field last night, and we don't know the whole story yet. Let's be clear. We don't know the whole story yet, but whatever the story ends up being, it is beyond a doubt. It has put the vaccine issue and put the vaccine injuries at the front of the line for discussion. And for that now to be at the top of mind when we're about to be getting the Fauci files is a very important development. And so it really just adds more weight. It adds more focus. It adds more importance to the Fauci files and to what we've seen in the other Twitter files, how the U.S. government, the healthcare portion of the U.S. government, with Anthony Fauci, was actively censoring any negative information about the vaccines, which we know that they know had a severe risk of heart complication side effects. We have the slides from October 2019. We have their meetings. We have their emails. They all knew the side effects of this vaccine. They still went on TV and told you safe and effective. Now, what's the story as far as last night with the NFL players' cardiac arrest? Well, do you know he was vaccinated? We don't know that. And I will tell you that the event that he took that hit with, you can call it a routine NFL hit, that's fine. Folks, no NFL hit is routine. I have been on NFL sidelines. I've watched NFL games from the sidelines. There is no such thing as a routine hit. It might be routine for the NFL, but let me tell you, you go stand in the middle of a football field and an NFL player runs at you 20 miles per hour. You think that's going to be considered routine? You think that's going to feel routine? Every hit in the NFL is violent, even the routine ones. And I'm willing to say, and I don't think this is a reach, and a lot of people won't like this, but I'm sorry, it's the truth. Folks, the gentleman collapsed and had a cardiac event because of the hit. The vaccine did not cause him to collapse on the field. Now, again, if we find out he is vaccinated or double vaccinated, now you have the issue of, did the vaccine make the situation worse? Because he was vaccinated and had a fiber clot, was it harder to get his heart going again? Did it make it a situation that was already bad much worse? That's a fair question to ask. But anybody saying that his cardiac event was not caused by the hit, I'm sorry, but you're making a fool of yourself. This is about a 30 mile per hour collision, and Hamlin takes direct blunt force trauma to the chest, to the heart. This has happened in sports before any vaccines. I personally remember somebody I know, Chris Pronger, an NFL hockey player, got hit with a slap shot, NHL hockey player, got hit with a slap shot right in the chest. Exact same thing happened. Now, Pronger got up, collapsed. They were able to resuscitate him and get his heart going. And we knew everything about that situation in about a half an hour. And he was back up and responsive within an hour. That is not the same situation for Hamlin. So maybe that's a vaccine-caused issue. Maybe that's a vaccine making a bad issue worse. But whatever you think, whatever the truth may be, there is no doubt this is now at the top of people's minds, and there is no doubt this is at the head of the conversation. Now, when we come back, folks, I've got a stack of news. Forgetting about last night's tragedy for a second, I've got a stack of news here. There is no doubt of athletes being injured by the vaccine. I've got stacks of news over here. Young children that we know died from the vaccine. So if you're looking at this event seeking vindication in your vaccine stance, you don't need vindication. You're already vindicated, folks. So let's not give the people that want to make us look bad any more ammo to do so. The hit caused the cardiac event. Potentially a vaccine in his body made it that much worse. So we're going to follow all these bouncing balls when we come back, and I'm going to give you all the information and all the resources you need to fully understand this situation. throughout the broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't even be on air if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Who knows if the vaccine is even being discussed today if it wasn't for InfoWars being on air and our great guests like Dr. Francis Boyle and Dr. Peter McCullough and Thomas Renz and so much more to make the issue here about the vaccines that are killing people. It might not even be within the realm of discussion today. But because we did, and because you shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, it is now the number one discussed topic is vaccine injuries and if that's what we witnessed last night on a football field. So keep us on the air and shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself and how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
2023 is here. Last year was a groundbreaking time for humanity. We went through 2.5 years of globalist brainwashing and them throwing every dirty trick in the book of psychological warfare against the people. And they put all their censorship and all their control systems in play. But despite that, their attempt to continue lockdowns and forced injections has 98% now failed. And there are criminal investigations being opened up all over the world, including in the United States, against the criminals that carried this out. They are eugenicists. They are a death cult. And they won't stop until they have total planetary rule to carry out forced depopulation. That's why these Twitter files that are about to be released on Thursday by Elon Musk are so incredibly important on Dr. Fauci. We already know that Fauci worked through the government and big tech to censor alternative treatments and therapeutics and to lie about the poison shots when they knew they didn't work and they hurt people. But now we're going to have even more of the actual documents of Fauci directing through big tech using governmental power to keep all the thousands of prominent scientists and doctors and medical workers from telling the truth about the experiences they had and what they witnessed. This is pure evidence of premeditated mass murder. So, throughout the week, we're going to be chronicling the past crimes of these monsters. Because we don't bring them to justice, they're going to do it again. Yes, we're beginning to win major battles, but we haven't won the war yet. And remember, InfoWars, with your support, has been the very tip of the spear of this historic fight. So I salute you, and I thank you, and I encourage you all now more than ever to tell everyone you know, and perfect strangers, and you name it, to tune into InfoWars.com/show, because we are continuing to not just cover what happened in the past, but we're documenting what the globalists are about to try in the future. I'll have detailed reports come out in the next few days. God bless, and I'll see you at InfoWars.com.
Thank you, Alex. And we are back now in the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer, honored to be with you again here today. And let me just tell you what we have. I've got a stack of news here. Okay, you see this giant stack on my desk? In about an hour, probably less actually, probably about 30 minutes as we're getting ready for the show and doing the show prep and getting all the news articles and all the videos and the studio set up. I gave the crew a special assignment and I engaged in it a little bit myself. About 30 minutes, I said, guys, just go online and just find as many stories as you can about young athletes, professional athletes dying from heart complications or having to retire or collapsing on the field from heart complications. The number one side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. And most of these cases have been affirmed that the individual that suffered the cardiac event was vaccinated. Now, that is not the case for Chris Pronger, who you see on the screen here in front of me. Now, why am I playing a hockey video of a guy collapsing? Because I understand why the individuals who have already been proven right about the COVID-19 vaccine are feeling so desperate to be vindicated and using the focus on last night's NFL game and the Buffalo Bills safety collapsing on the field as a moment of vindication or a moment of this is a red pill for people to know how bad the vaccines are. We can't be sure of that. I still to this moment do not know what Hamlin's vaccine status was. I don't know it. Do you? You might say it's safe to assume, but there were other players on the Buffalo Bills that refused to get a vaccine. It was a major news story. Some of them became openly, actively voices against the vaccines. One of them was on the field last night, Cole Beasley. So I can't rush to a conclusion there. Is it a serious situation that the vaccine may have made a bad situation worse last night? Absolutely. Of course that could be the case. But why do I show you that video of Chris Pronger in an NHL playoff game from 1998? When there was no COVID-19 vaccine, he collapsed during a hockey game. Why? Because he took a slap shot to the chest. And as you see in this video, just like last night, he gets up thinking he's okay and then collapses on the ice. Now, what happened to Chris Pronger is an event that happens every once in a while, sometimes fatally even, in sporting events. It's happened to young athletes before. And it's actually worse for young athletes because they don't have the body mass or the bone mass as these professional athletes do. So when they get direct blunt force trauma to the heart area, it can be worse for young kids. And so it can be called cardiac arrhythmia. It can be called commotio cordis. I've seen a couple other things, but the phenomenon is when you have direct blunt force trauma directly to the heart area, and if it can apply enough pressure through the sternum or through the ribs or the chest wall, and if it hits at the perfectly timed to hit in between heartbeats, it can throw off your heartbeat and it can empty the blood from your heart. And so what happens is you think you're okay and you stand up and then you go for that first step and you don't have a heart rate. You don't have blood pressure because you just had it knocked out of your heart. It's kind of like having the wind knocked out of your lungs, except for your heart. And if your heart stops beating, it's a lot harder to move than if you can't breathe for a couple seconds once you've had the wind knocked out of your lungs. So it's a similar thing of having the wind knocked out of your lungs, except for your heart. It happens. It's happened before COVID-19 vaccines. It'll happen after the COVID-19 vaccines. And that's 100% what happened to the safety last night. And you can say it's a routine hit as much as you want. It might be for an NFL player. NFL football is violent, folks. Again, I've watched these games from the sidelines. I'm telling you, a common hit in the NFL is violent. And that's probably about a 35, maybe 30 mile per hour collision last night. And the guy's helmet, T. Higgins, the offensive player from the Bengals, helmet rams right in to DeMar Hamlin's chest area, clearly causing some form of a comato cordis issue. Now, could the vaccine have made it worse? That's the big question. Could a fiber clot from the vaccine be in his body that made it a lot harder to get his heartbeat going again? Could be the case. Could be the story. We know they did CPR on him for about 9 minutes. That's not normally how bad it is, but it has resulted in fatalities before as well in young athletes. But so it's an NPC meme, and I had people giving me a hard time last night saying, oh, you're trying to discount the vaccine injuries. Are you kidding me? Owen Schroyer of InfoWars doesn't want to talk about vaccine injuries? That's a joke. I'm one of the biggest vaccine skeptics ever. But I'm a realist, folks. Obviously, the hit is what caused the cardiovascular event last night. Was it made worse by the vaccine? That's the question. We don't know the answer to it yet. But here's what I do know. I've got a stack of stories I'm going to cover in the next side where we do know vaccinated athletes had heart problems. And we'll cover that.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other hosts? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us, through Mother Nature, incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like pregnenolone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I understand why freedom fighters, truth tellers, vaccine skeptics, purebloods, are all in a tizzy today to feel vindicated and to dole out a bunch of red pills after an NFL football player collapses on the field last night due to a cardiac emergency. I understand that. Here's the problem, folks. You do not know. As of right now, I don't know. You don't know. I've not seen any information. And I doubt it would be made public if Damar Hamlin took a COVID-19 vaccine or two or three or any at all. You just do not know that. And I, of course, would not expect there to be any public statement about that because overall the issue is still not appreciated as it should be. Plus, it's personal medical information. So unless his family or his mother, who just so happened to be in the stadium last night, bless her heart, went to the hospital with him, can you imagine that ambulance ride? My goodness. Unless they decide to release any information, I don't expect there to be the case. But you'd hate to have this situation with all the huffing and puffing and then a public statement is released that says he never got the vaccine, so stop talking about it. The hit caused the cardiac arrest. Could his vaccinated status, could having a fiber clot in him have made a bad situation worse? That's the question. But if you're looking at this desperate for vindication, desperate to say this is a major awakening red pill moment for Americans to see the vaccine side effects, folks, we don't need this. You don't need this to be vindicated. You don't need this for your red pill moment. What am I talking about? Let me go through this stack. Again, we took maybe about a half an hour with all the other prep work that we were doing today, pulling videos in, getting news articles, getting the studio set up, everything else. And I just said, hey, guys, let's take about 30 minutes and let's find a bunch of stories about vaccinated athletes and professional athletes and young athletes either dying suddenly or having heart problems on the field. And so I got a stack of probably about 30, 40 articles. So you don't need the vindication. You've already been vindicated. And I'm just, let's not put ourselves in a situation to look bad here. Anybody insinuating that the hit is not what caused the cardiac event, you're making yourself look bad. And if they come out and they make a statement, he was never vaccinated, please stop talking about it, you're not going to feel too good then either. So let's just check ourselves and measure ourselves here. It's like the kind of thing if somebody would have shared the Chris Pronger video last night and said, look, Chris Pronger passed out during a hockey game, people would have bought in and said, oh my gosh, it's from the vaccine. That happened in 1998. But you don't need the vindication. You don't need this for a red pill moment. You've already been vindicated. I've got a stack of red pills right here. So without further ado, a story from goodsciencing.com, which I'm just going to circle back on. This is going to be the bookends to this. 1,616 athlete cardiac arrests, serious issues. 1,114 of them dead since COVID injection. All kinds of data points here. They even have a graph with all kinds of data points to show the deaths post-vaccination, the collapses post-vaccination, all the data points, all the footnotes in this story right here. Okay? Now, that's over a year old. So it's probably safe to say that you've had double that since this story. But here's the headlines. Japan launches official investigation into millions of COVID vaccine deaths. That's from yesterday. That's from yesterday. Japan launches official investigation into millions of COVID vaccine deaths. That's from yesterday. But here we go. Here's the athlete news. Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers a stroke and blood clot in his brain. 18-year-old Mississippi State University football player Sam Westmoreland dies suddenly. Freshman Benedictine football player suffers cardiac arrest and collapses during practice. 17-year-old high school student dies suddenly after suffering critical medical emergency during flag football game. Divide County High School football player now recovering after suffering cardiac arrest during game. 17-year-old high school football player dies in his sleep. 16-year-old high school football player collapses and dies after suffering medical emergency during practice. High school athlete found with 6-foot-long clot in his leg, ending his football career. Doctors baffled on what happened. 21-year-old college football player in Arkansas dies suddenly after collapsing. 27-year-old Barcelona and Norway striker Caroline Graham Hansen announces break from international football due to heart problems and exhaustion. Luke Knox, Florida college football player and brother of Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox, dies suddenly at the age of 22. Family and doctors are baffled by the sudden and unexplained death of a 16-year-old Stanford High School football player. 12-year-old Clayton middle schooler dies following youth football practice due to severe medical emergency. Former South Carolina quarterback MVP Phil Petty dies at 43, third former football player to die in last 7 days. Medical examiner reveals 24-year-old ex-Miami Hurricanes football player died of heart attack. Former Malaysian professional football player dies of heart attack 5 days after COVID-19 shot. Football star Alphonso Davies develops myocarditis, will be out. 15-year-old soccer star from Brazil dies from cardiac arrest following National Football Cup tournament game. 17-year-old athlete dies suddenly reportedly due to heart attack or blood clot while practicing for upcoming golf tournament. 38-year-old athlete dies after suffering heart attack during swim portion at Ironman. 13-year-old football player drops dead during game in Spain. 25-year-old football player Jake Hescock dies suddenly of cardiac arrest while jogging. Rookie right tackle Max Mitchell placed on the non-football injury list due to blood clot in his right calf and lung. Up to 80% of athletes who die suddenly had no symptoms or family history of heart disease. Two young athletes, the latest to die suddenly, prominent cardiologists tie alarming trend to COVID shots. John Stockton boldly suggests thousands of pro athletes died after COVID vaccine shot. Athletes dying of heart attacks, how common is it? How the falsehood of athletes dying of coronavirus vaccine spread, that's the Washington Post. So when they're telling you not to look at something, that's when you know there's something there. University of Florida basketball player diagnosed with rare heart disease after court collapse. Lubbock student athlete collapses after football game, hospitalized in Fort Worth. Geneva High School athletic trainer saves student after homecoming collapse. Bayside High School student athlete dies after collapsing during conditioning. High school football player collapsed after game, needs open heart surgery. Warren Hills athlete collapsed but survives after quick two actions by staff. John F. Kennedy High School football player dies after medical emergency at game. Alto High School student dies after collapsing during basketball game. Steve Stricker, professional golfer, recovering from heart inflammation. Almost died. Nelly Korda, recovering from blood clot in her arm. Top-ranked American and Olympic gold medalist Nelly Korda had a blood clot in her arm, seeking treatment. Barcelona's Sergio Aguero announces retirement from football due to heart condition. Let's not forget about J.J. Watt, who had a heart problem, had a heart murmur. Let's not forget about the recent marathon runners that collapsed during the marathon. And even just yesterday, the NFL had a former athlete who died at 38, Yuchi Inware, found dead at 38 due to a heart attack.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez, how many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high quality full spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality directly from the manufacturer to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Young NFL player DeMar Hamlin. The situation is obviously not good. He's basically on life support. They were never able to return him to breathing on his own. So after about 9 minutes of CPR, they got a heartbeat returned. But he was not breathing on his own, and he still, as far as we know, is on a breathing machine. Now, one thing that you're hearing, and this is from the NFL athletes, this is from the actual sports media who don't talk about vaccines, is the quote is, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. So let's try to understand that statement. Because obviously, you've never seen anything like this. Well, what's the variable? Well, again, we all know the variable that people want to talk about, but as far as I'm concerned, here's what they've never seen anything like this before means. A player essentially unconscious on the field receiving emergency medical treatment for almost 10 minutes, even when you have the worst spinal cord injuries, like what we saw a couple years ago with Ryan Shazier, they can usually have enough signs of life to declare him alive before he's taken off the field by an ambulance so that the players can at least get back to knowing, okay, he had a serious injury. It's football, but he's alive. He's getting treatment. We can now play the game again. But for them to watch an unresponsive athlete on the field for almost 10 minutes is a bit of a different thing when they can't even confirm life. And I've never seen them cancel or postpone a game ever. I've never seen that. I've seen them move a game because of a weather, like a hurricane. They've moved games before, but I've never heard of them postponing a game. Not for weather, not in the middle of the game, not for an injury. I've never heard of that. And apparently the NFL said take 5 minutes and get back on the field. So the NFL's got its own problems to deal with. And that's obviously the minor issue at this point, is what they're going to do about that. But again, you see the athletes, you see the former players, you see the media. I've never seen anything like this. So there's a serious reckoning happening here. Whether it comes down to the vaccine or just football in general, there's a serious reckoning that's going to come from this, folks. You've already got high schools canceling football programs. You've already got rules in the NFL. You can't hit the quarterback. You can't hit the kicker. They've already rewritten a lot of the rules to try to get rid of some of the big hits. They try to get rid of some of the kickoffs, which is where that injury occurred last night. Again, not the most violent hit you've seen, but all NFL hits are violent. So there's going to be a major reckoning here. And the next snap that is taken in an NFL football game is going to be maybe the most watched, scrutinized snap that we've seen in recent history. But the two debates that are going to follow here are, was this cardiac arrest made worse? Was this hit that caused the cardiac arrest, was this event made worse because of a vaccine, because of a clot in his body from the vaccine? And what is the future of football? And really, you have to ask those two questions. Because either you're looking at a situation where, yep, this is a bad situation made worse because of the vaccine, and you need to address that, or you're dealing with a new situation where an NFL athlete isn't just hoping he walks off the field after the game, hoping he is alive at the end of the game. That is an entirely new dynamic. When you're seeing grown men crying on the field, bawling their eyes out, folks, you don't see that normally. You know where you see that? Hospitals. And, you know, when you're saying bye to people. And already, of course, NFL fans are already mad because they're hearing about the vaccines all day, because former Jacksonville Jaguars player Uche Nwaneri was found dead last night. Autopsy results from the Tippecanoe County coroner show that Nwaneri may have died from a heart attack. And there's this supposed tweet going around. It's hard to even believe that this tweet is real. It's so bad. I can't even believe this tweet is real. It's so bad. But this image is going around that supposedly a tweet from this former football player in September 21 that says, okay, so let's get these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports up and running ASAP. We've seen children die daily from unvaccinated selfishness. Pregnant women at risk too. Protect life. Mandate the vaccine. Jail anyone who refuses to protect life. I that is so bad I almost can't even believe it. So I'm just going to say allegedly that's a text put out from this former player. And even if it's real, I'm not going to sit here and celebrate if he had a vaccine injury. That's just awful. But at the time, this was a big debate in the NFL. And you may remember when they came after Aaron Rodgers because he didn't want to take the vaccine. You may even recall that there's a Buffalo Bills player, Cole Beasley, who refused to take the vaccine, and there was a big uproar about that. Maybe there was some discontent amongst other NFL players or locker rooms saying, hey, we were forced to take the vaccine. Why didn't they have to take it? So, you know, there was a little bit of that going on behind the scenes. But you already had football fans who don't hear about the vaccine, who don't hear about the vaccine side effects, hearing about it for the first time because of this former player who was supposedly a major vaccine promoter dying of the number one side effect from the COVID vaccines. And so just like any other time you had to die suddenly, the vaccine skeptics and the COVID vaccine truth tellers jumped to the scene to say, hey, you need to investigate these COVID-19 vaccines. They're killing people. So they were already sick and tired of hearing about the COVID-19 vaccine causing heart attacks. Then you had the event in the game last night, and it just went overboard. But you better understand, this debate goes one of two ways. The questions here go down one or two paths. Either you had a serious cardiac event on a football field last night, which was bad but made worse because of a vaccine, or you're now having to face the reality that your game, NFL football, what is considered a routine hit, can be potentially fatal. Which direction would you rather that conversation go if you're an NFL fan? But that's just the topic that I'm sure is ultimately going to be discussed in football hallways and locker room cooler talk and all that other stuff. But for the players to not want to go on last night when the league said take five and play, that tells you, like what you're seeing, they've never seen anything like this before. Something is off about this. So is football now considered a potentially fatal sport in a routine hit, or can a routine hit that caused a cardiac arrest event, a bad thing made worse by a COVID-19 fiber clot in the athlete's body? So look, I've got more on this, and I've got more names of individuals who we know died from the COVID vaccine, including young children. Now, look, obviously, Hamlin, as an NFL athlete, is going to get more notoriety than some of these young children that died from the vaccines, but those kids are out there too. And so maybe we should say their name. Maybe we should say their name today. And so we will. And these aren't just young athletes that took the vaccine and died. We're talking about the original applicants to volunteer themselves to be tested with the vaccine that died. And they still rolled it out for you. So we're going to say their names when we come back. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I barely plugged this hour. I should be plugging every segment to keep us on the air, especially when Alex is out. I barely plugged, so please make up for that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I talk about vitamin mineral fusion every time because I start the day with it. So yeah, I'm going to tell you about vitamin mineral fusion. Helps build up the immune system. Over 100% of the daily value of so many vitamins. And it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but selling out fast. Get to InfoWarsStore.com now.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now. But it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
House vote for Speaker of the House is now live. And McCarthy needs 218 to get the speakership role. I don't know if he's got it. I got to be honest. I don't know if he's got it. And I think that what Matt Gaetz has done is actually brilliant. I salute Matt Gaetz. I don't mind sabotaging the next 2 years with your tiny majority control of the House. I don't mind sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership because, as Matt Gaetz actually said earlier today, we can maybe find the clip. We've obviously been focusing on the issue of the NFL player having the cardiac arrest and the questions of, was it caused by the COVID vaccine? But Matt Gaetz basically said earlier today that what's the point of having a McCarthy speakership? It does nothing for us. It does nothing for the Republican Party. It does nothing to drain the swamp. It's completely pointless. I completely agree with him. I think it's political genius for Matt Gaetz to sabotage the Kevin McCarthy speakership. And even if that means sabotaging the next 2 years with your tiny majority control of the House, I still think it's brilliant because it makes no difference whether it's McCarthy or Pelosi to me. It's the uniparty. It's the establishment. It's the swamp. As Matt Gaetz put it, he said, why would you put the biggest alligator in charge of draining the swamp? Referring to McCarthy. So if Gaetz and Boebert and Donaldson and Gasar or just like three or four others don't vote McCarthy, then he's not going to get the votes. And I think they've already decided they don't care. We'll sabotage it, come after us, attack us. We don't care. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Nothing good happens if Kevin McCarthy is the speaker. I mean, tell me, can you even answer any of these questions about McCarthy? What is Kevin McCarthy strong on? What are Kevin McCarthy's strong stances? What are Kevin McCarthy's conservative values? What has Kevin McCarthy ever said or done that is pro-America? What makes you feel confident that Kevin McCarthy would be a good Speaker of the House? Anything? Can you answer any of those questions? I can't. I don't know what makes him a strong conservative. I don't know what his values are. I don't know what he leads on. I don't know his big issues. He's an empty suit. So I don't mind it at all. Now, what'll be interesting is just how committed they are to the potential sabotage. Would somebody switch and vote for the Democrat? Maybe the Democrat is like, maybe some of the Democrats, I think it would actually be genius for the Democrats to actually have some of them flip and vote for McCarthy to try to put him over the top. I don't know if any of the Democrats have that sort of fortitude. There might be one, though. There might be one that has that fortitude. But no, I don't mind what Gaetz and Boebert are doing to sabotage McCarthy. I don't care if they sabotage these next 2 years of a tiny majority control, because I have no faith in Kevin McCarthy that he's going to do anything. And why would I? What has he shown me to this point to make me believe he's going to do anything? So we're going to be monitoring this. This vote is ongoing right now. And I didn't mean to distract from the names of the children that have died. These are confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine children. I didn't mean to distract from that. I will still come back and read this list of names, but since they launched the House vote, I felt it would at least be appropriate to come on here and let you know what's going on. So we'll be monitoring that. I think it's going to come right down to the wire, and we may have an idea of what we're looking at here before the end of the hour. So we'll continue to monitor that. But when I come back, these are the names of the children that are confirmed dead from a COVID-19 vaccine, like Ernesto Ramirez Jr., and so many others. And so they may not get the attention of an NFL athlete, but we'll give them the time of day right here.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're monitoring the vote for Speaker of the House right now. I think this one could get interesting. I think it's going to come right down to the wire here. So we'll be monitoring that. But I understand, especially for people who are new to the awakening or have just taken the red pill or are new to the battle against tyranny. I mean, I can slice it, dice it, and present it in a thousand different ways. You know what I mean. I understand the desperation to wake people up. I understand the desperation for vindication. I get it. I've been there. But you still have to be smart. You still have to be measured. And you still have to try to bat 1,000. And you don't want to swing at balls in the dirt. And you don't want to swing at balls that are a foot over your head. Because it just makes the whole thing look bad. And we don't have to do that. We can select what pitches we want to hit when it's the pitch we want. So I don't need vindication from the hit last night that caused the cardiac arrest. I don't need vindication. Whether or not Hamlin had a COVID-19 vaccine, I may not ever know. I may not never ever know the truth about that. Could his cardiac event been made worse from a COVID-19 vaccine? Absolutely, but I don't know. What I do know is that there are confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't need the football game for vindication or for a red pill moment. I read through an entire stack of news in the last hour of all the athletes, young and professional, that had heart problems post-COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, there's thousands of these cases confirmed. Here's some of the children. This is from Freedom for Maryland. Here's some of the children that have died post-vaccine. Some of them, it's 100% confirmed they died from the vaccine. Some of them were the test subjects for children with the COVID-19 vaccine that died too. Here's their list. Ernesto Ramirez Jr., Sean Hartman, Maddie DeGary. She was one of the test subjects. Louis Traub, Lindsay Nicole House, Jam Padilla, Kat Parker, Christine Asher, Andrew Bridgen, Anna Koenig, Jeff Jackson, Chelly, Shan Safford, Kira Teehee, Brooke Jackson, Christopher J. Williams. So we know about Ernesto Ramirez Jr. I've met Ernesto himself. What a kind-hearted man who's had to suffer so much. Confirmed COVID-19 vaccine death. Sean Hartman, young hockey player in Canada, father still fighting for justice. Maddie DeGary volunteered as a test subject for the COVID-19 vaccine. So you see, these young people might not have been NFL football players, and so you never heard of them. But to their friends and to their families, they were heroes. To their friends and to their families, their lives meant everything. And so I don't have to ask about the football player because I already know that these innocent people died from the COVID-19 vaccine. And again, look, I didn't even want to believe it, okay, with these tweets from the former football player, Uche Nwaneri, because it doesn't make me feel good. Here this guy is on Twitter apparently celebrating the vaccines, say how great they are, say how bad you are if you won't take them, cursing people out, all kinds of insults. Doesn't make me feel good that this guy has a heart attack at 38, might have been caused by that vaccine he loves so much, might have been directly caused his death by the vaccine he promotes so much and wanted to mandate to me. Doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel sick. I don't even want to believe it. And then the crew's like, you know that the whole account is up and there's like dozens of these things. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't want to believe it. I don't even want to care because it's not about that. I don't feel bad because, this guy wanted to hurt me with a vaccine. I feel bad because he got hurt with the vaccine. He got tricked. Yeah. And then there's that from Rasmussen. Rasmussen poll shows that 1 in 4 Americans believe they know someone who died from the COVID vaccine. This story's not going to go away, though. I will tell you that. The NFL has a big problem on its hands today, and the NFL is going to have a reckoning moment, whether that's reevaluating the violence of the sport for what it is, or reevaluating their vaccine stance from the past and potential mandates that may still exist. But do you really think they want to go down that path? I don't think they want to go down either one of those paths. They'll try to find a way to thread like a Tom Brady pass, but I don't see how they avoid this. And the poor young man is still on life support, and it just, at this point, feels like it's a matter of time, folks. You know, if there's anything that you see positive out of this, you've never seen the sports media promoting prayer and God before recently. You see all the players on the field getting down on their knees praying to God. It's what we all need. But there you go. Oh, I didn't even cover this one. This one just broke. Last week, 17-year-old Gillette basketball player dies unexpectedly on Monday. 17-year-old basketball player dies unexpectedly. And then they published this in the Wall Street Journal today. Like, oh, who knew? Are vaccines fueling new COVID variants? The virus appears to be evolving in ways that evade immunity. Duh. Talk about old news. Talk about old science. Everybody saw that coming, but I guess not unless they were tuned in right here, huh? But see, here's the dam breaking, folks. The dam is breaking on the vaccine injuries, and whether or not that ends up being the case with DeMar Hamlin, really, it is irrelevant. Because the dam's already broken. It's already out there as a narrative. People are already questioning it. Whether that's the case or not is not going to matter. And you have people regretting taking their vaccines. Like this tweet from a Dr. Natalia, who's now private, made her Twitter account private and deleted this tweet, I guess out of embarrassment. I will never regret the vaccine, even if it turns out I injected actual poison and have only days to live. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? My heart was in the right place. I got vaccinated out of love while anti-vaxxers did everything out of hate. So that's a reverse reality. If I have to die because of my love for the world, then so be it. Oh yeah, they love the world so much. That's why they wanted to vaccinate everybody and everything and every animal. But I will never regret or apologize for it. She's deleted the tweet. She's made her Twitter account private. Because, folks, this is the reckoning. Even the people that promoted the vaccine and told you how great it was, they know the gig is up. The gig is up. And you've got tens of thousands of doctors, maybe even hundreds of thousands of doctors at this point, who are calling for the vaccines to be taken off the shelves and to stop being injected into people's bodies. And this situation's not going away. They thought they could intimidate us. They thought they could threaten us. They thought they could intimidate and threaten doctors and physicians and scientists and data analytics, and they're not giving up. And if Kamala Harris is so supportive of the vaccine effectiveness, she's supposedly had three. Why is she making everybody who takes a photo with her take a COVID test if the vaccines work so well? Because they all know they don't work, folks. They all know they lied to you.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Saying we haven't seen anything like this for almost 2 years now, because we've been watching professional athletes, college athletes, soccer players collapse on the field, have cardiac arrest on the field, sometimes die from the cardiac events, and that has never been seen before in sports. I worked in sports media before I came down here to do politics, and I'm telling you, it never happened before. I mean, you'd have a couple stories, of course, with thousands of professional athletes of maybe one or two a year having a cardiac event. Now you're talking about hundreds every year. And so this video here is video number two in a last I saw a three-part series. I don't know if it's been updated. We took the three videos, will maybe air some of the third one later coming up, but if you want these videos, if you want to share these videos, because obviously what happened with the NFL player last night has spurred the conversation, so if you want them to see other videos of this going on post-COVID vaccine, we have the full compilation that we actually uploaded, it was about a year ago, to band.video, and it's on the War Room page. We uploaded it about a year ago, and I think that we're going to have the crew actually put together a new story and have it headlined at InfoWars.com for today so that you can have this video to share as this debate is now getting into the focus because of the NFL player collapsing last night. So we will work on that and getting that available for you. But we're going to have the link again. We're going to have the link to the video compilation at band.video. And I think we'll have another story probably at InfoWars.com as well. Do we have the title of that on the channel, guys? Do we know? Did we ever find that on the channel yet? So we're going to have that for you hopefully by the end of the show. If not, definitely on the War Room. We'll figure it out. But again, it's about 15, 20 minutes of video of all the different athletes, professionals, young, old, college, having the cardiac events post COVID-19 vaccine at such a rate we have never seen before. So I don't know the story from DeMar Hamlin last night, but I do know he's not the only one. And I do know that we have events where there was no football hit, there was no major blunt force trauma to the chest area causing a cardiac event where guys just collapse out of nowhere. So we'll get that resource for you by the end of the day so that you can share it. It's already been announced that Kevin McCarthy is not going to win this first round of votes. So that means there's probably going to be a standoff going on. And we'll see how long that goes on for. But of course, you've got Ronna McDaniel on Fox News right now, probably on there just campaigning for McCarthy and saying how bad anybody is that doesn't vote for McCarthy. You know, I'm not hearing her, so I have to be honest, I'm making that assumption. I just see her there on the screen. But we know about the mix squishies that have led the Republican Party to nothing. We know about the mix squishies of McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel, who have delivered us Mick nothing and will always deliver us Mick nothing. So this is going to be an interesting standoff, and the only person to me exhibiting any political brilliance so far has been Matt Gaetz. And I think Matt Gaetz's political brilliance is on display here. And I understand his logic of, I don't care if I sabotage Kevin McCarthy's speakership. I don't care if I sabotage these next 2 years with a small majority in the House, because it means nothing if we don't drain the swamp. It means nothing if we don't get justice for all the crimes that have been committed against Donald Trump and January 6th defendants. It means nothing if we can't investigate the Biden crime family. And if it's Kevin McCarthy as the speaker, none of that's going to happen. So what's the point? I think it's a move of political brilliance from Matt Gaetz, quite frankly. And let's see if anybody has the political wit or the political brilliance or the political blunt force to overcome what Matt Gaetz has done here today. Because Gaetz isn't going to flip. I don't think Boebert's going to flip. And I'm guessing there's 5 or 10 others that aren't going to flip no matter what. So what's going to happen now? So is Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Ron McDaniel, are they going to start making calls to Democrats asking for their votes? Are Democrats going to throw their votes to McCarthy just to scuttle the Republicans in a weird way, knowing that McCarthy is going to be better than what the next person might be? These are the questions I ask. Now, coming up is attorney Thomas Renz, and we're going to be discussing, obviously, what he knows about the vaccine side effects and last night as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, two of the most popular effective supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I take DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. Both are on sale 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out fast, and let me tell you why. You can go look at the label here, and you'll find out for yourself. You get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, over 100% of your daily value in vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and so much more. Not to mention 1,000 milligrams of glycine. It's even got the NAC in there, 50 milligrams of that. The coenzyme Q10. It's got some boron in there as well. You're probably not getting any boron. Most people are short boron, glycine. Not me, because I take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's selling out fast. So take advantage of that special. But not to mention the flagship supplement, DNA Force Plus. This is the elite supplement. This is the flagship supplement of InfoWars Store. And there's a reason why it's been around so long, and there's a reason why it's always been considered the elite supplement for telomere support. Other products have come on the market, try to compete, and they've fallen off the market because they were nowhere near the high quality, and they were much more expensive. DNA Force Plus, the highest quality in telomere support, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air so that we can have great guest interviews like my next guest coming up shortly, Thomas Renz.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself, and I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That tells me what it's all about.
That's Tom Renz. And he joins us now. TomRenz.com is the website. Now, Tom, I understand, obviously, after last night's event at the football game with the player having the cardiac event on the field, I understand why people are, quite frankly, desperate for vindication here and desperate to use this as a moment of vindication and to hope that this can be a moment of awakening and truth and revelation about what's been done to us with the COVID-19 vaccine. I say, hold up. Let's wait till we have all the information. And guess what? We don't need that. We've already got the vindication that we need. Whether or not last night's event was made worse because of a vaccine or not, doesn't change the fact that we're already vindicated. We already have all the data. We already have all the information. But Tom, I ask you, somebody who's been boots on the ground, in and out of courtrooms, in and out of hearings, analyzing all the data, do you feel that we're already vindicated, or is the incident from last night's football game going to be something we need to push the ball over the top or across the goal line, if you will, in this vaccine debate, Tom Renz?
Well, nice to see you. And yeah, I mean, we're long since vindicated, but that doesn't diminish the importance of what happened last night. I think last night's something that we've got to talk about. And it's not because, yeah, when we talk about being vindicated, we've got to be very careful. This is not an I told you so moment, not in any way or shape or form. This is a tragedy with a human being who's suffering and may not survive. And it's truly, I mean, it's horrific. You know, I mean, I played football. I've been a lifelong athlete. I'm into sports. This is one of the most horrible things I've seen. The thing about it is we aren't pushing. I think it needs to be pushed, and I think it needs to be talked about, but not because I told you so. It needs to be pushed because there are still millions of people who are getting boosted, who are getting lied to, and who just don't know this. They're still unaware of the fact that they've been manipulated and defrauded. And this should facilitate a national conversation about what they're covering up, what they're hiding, not about I told you so, but about what are they hiding and why are there people who still haven't heard the truth.
Well, at any time, whether it's an injury like we've seen in the past with the Ryan Shazier, where a guy we hope can even walk again, you know, obviously that tugs at your emotional heartstrings. That's something where you have questions, which are like, wow, I as a football player now, boy, this is something I think about. This is something I worry about. Well, not everybody plays football, but like you said, millions of people have gotten these vaccines. Millions more may still yet get them in the future because we're still not getting the truth about them. So yeah, when I see these players and I see them with tears in their eyes looking at their fellow player out there on the field collapsed with no signs of life, you know, some of them are probably asking questions, whether it's, man, just me playing this sport, is it potentially lethal? Is there a vaccine in my body that could make a hit like this potentially worse for me? And these are honest questions that we're not even really getting a fair discussion on. The media doesn't want to go there, and we know why. It's the same why, Tom, because they promoted the vaccines. They told us they were safe and effective. They took money to promote the vaccines. And if this whole thing goes down as one of the biggest crimes against humanity, they're all going to be culpable here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Owen. I think one of the things, so, you know, when I watch this, and I've watched the replay, the first thing I want to talk about is this hit, right? So I think it's worth breaking this down. Right there. Okay, so that guy got hit in the upper right-hand section of his chest, kind of in his shoulder. And you see he popped right back up. And the impact after the hit, it looked like it was more of a head hit than anything. When I first saw that and I saw him go back down, I was like, did he get, you know, knocked a little loopy and just fell over? What happened there? But then you see that when he fell, he didn't brace himself. He just went down. That's either, to me, as someone who's taken a lot of hits, and here you go, lefties, you can use this as your joke, a lot of hits to the head, even. That's not a normal reaction, right? Either you were knocked semi-unconscious and then collapsed, but then you don't lay there forever, or there's something else going on. They did CPR. CPR is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The reason you do CPR is because there's a cardiopulmonary issue, right? This wasn't a broken bone or anything, and we since found out it is a cardiac arrest. Well, a cardiac arrest is very consistent in light of the fact that we've got all this information about myocarditis, pericarditis. And, you know, the thing about this that's really interesting to me is you don't have to be a doctor to know that this is something that we're hearing about over and over again. You don't have to have it. You know, I've seen McCullough's statement. I've talked to a bunch of doctor friends that I work with. You know, the odds are that what happened was, is this guy probably had myo or pericarditis or something along those lines. It was exacerbated by, you know, playing an intense athletic game. And, you know, whether the hit contributed or not, I don't know, but, you know, something triggered that cardiac arrest. That is what probably happened. Now, you know, why is there any hesitation about releasing his vaccine status? You know, you say that there's things that we don't know, and you're right about that. But my question is, why don't we know it? You would think that given the concerns that people have about vaccines, and given the fact that this is going viral all over on Twitter and everywhere else, you would think that they would immediately say, oh, no, this guy's not vaccinated if he's not. Except for they didn't, because he was. The Bills have been very outspoken about trying to push every one of their players to be jabbed. Cole Beasley, anybody? This guy was almost certainly jabbed. I'll wait for confirmation. But I want to know why they haven't released confirmation that he wasn't, if that's the case. Because if he wasn't jabbed, you and I both know the first thing that would have been everywhere in the news was not this Comito, whatever diagnosis that literally happens to less than 20 people a year and almost never to anyone over 20 years old. No, what they would have done is they would have led, well, but he's not vaccinated. They didn't say that because the fact of the matter is he probably was vaccinated and he probably was boosted, and they don't want that association. You don't hide things unless you have something to hide.
Well, my only response would be they're doing this out of the player's interest. They're doing this out of his own privacy interest. And maybe if the mother said, well, go ahead and release a public statement, who's probably still with him in the hospital, maybe they would release such a statement. Because I agree, you'd think they'd want to put the whole debate to bed by saying he wasn't vaccinated anyway. But they also understand when other athletes have come out against the vaccine, they've received extreme backlash. And so maybe they're trying to protect a player who's fighting for his life right now from having the vaccine lovers out there say, oh my gosh, he didn't take the vaccine. Wow, he's such a terrible person. I mean, that'd be interesting to witness, I suppose, but maybe perhaps they're trying to avoid that from happening. But you know, it's interesting because you just said this quickly. It normally this only happens in younger players. It's my understanding that that's the case because obviously they're not as built. They don't have the muscle mass. They don't have the bone mass. They don't have the professional protective equipment, especially if you're a young baseball player or lacrosse player. But there have been professional athletes that have had this happen to them before, like Chris Pronger. And the difference was within an hour, he was up and responsive and back to life, and we knew the situation. We're going to be looking at a situation now potentially. I mean, we're more than 12 hours later almost after this, and we still don't know what the situation is.
The reports I'm getting is that the situation is not good. We're waiting to hear what's going to happen. And obviously we pray for this guy. I pray for his family. I pray for everybody involved. The whole thing is horrendous, and it's just a sad, sad thing. You know, I absolutely outright reject the fact that they're I don't believe for a second, and Owen, I appreciate your perspective, and I understand as a journalist you got to be careful. I'm an advocate, so I'm gonna tell you what I think. I think that these guys are covering it up because they've something to cover up. They don't want this out there. I don't for a second believe that they care about the privacy of this guy. Did they care about his privacy when they were telling us that 100% of their players are vaxxed? Did they care about his privacy when they were throwing Cole Beasley's privacy? Did they care about how about Aaron Rodgers? You know, Aaron Rodgers wasn't out there trying to be outspoken about his vaccine status.
These are absolutely fair points. We're having the discussion. Tom Renz is with us. We'll be right back. Short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anutropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Before we go back to Tom Renz, the first round of voting for the Speaker of the House has concluded, and Kevin McCarthy did not get the votes. In fact, Hakeem Jeffries had more votes than him, with the Republicans divided and the Democrats united. So that sets up for an interesting afternoon and evening. Boebert and Gates are still both hard no's, and I think they only need three Republicans not voting for McCarthy to keep him out of that seat. I think they've got probably, I mean, with 203 right now, that means they got at least 15. So we'll continue to monitor this. Now, going back to attorney Tom Renz, TomRenz.com. How do you think the NFL handles this? Because whatever the story ends up being, there's going to be a major reckoning here. Like you said, you've played football before. You've been an athlete before. I've worked sidelines for NFL football games. It's a violent sport, folks. Even a routine hit is violent. But you now have one of two paths to walk down if you're the NFL now. And I think that maybe this is why supposedly they didn't want to cancel the game last night, because they knew if they did that, this is going to be the story instead of whatever the conclusion to that game was. And that's, you're either going to have to face the fact that you're talking about your sport being potentially fatal with what is considered a routine hit, or that, yes, the vaccine that you forced a lot of these players to get took a bad event and made it much, much worse. Neither of those two paths are good for the NFL. But, Tom, I don't see any other path available to them. Do you?
Well, they could actually try to be honest. I mean,
well,
just admit
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't think that was in the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I know that seems like a shocker, right? I mean, who would do such a thing there? You know, the thing about it is, Owen, is that, so I've done some behind the scenes work with a few people at the NFL, and we were looking at some different cases, and, you know, none of it ended up going forward, but you know, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of different players and coaches. And what we found was that, you know, the NFL, the owners particularly, were dead set on pushing this. And this was coming from the head offices, right? The actual NFL itself and the owners. I have heard reports, and these are not something that I can prove, right? So these are reports, but I'm going to put this out there under the speculation category, that the NFL was sponsored by our government. You know, I mean, we know that Fauci was paying, you know, what did we spend, $1 billion to influence the media? Apparently, from what we're hearing, there was some money that went towards the NFL, the NBA, some of these other guys, to try and push these vaccines as well. They're working actively to recruit all the influencers, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's NFL, NBA. The scumbags in charge were actively working to recruit influential people to try and promote these death jabs. The NFL sold out. They sold their players out. You know, they treat these guys like meat. They don't care if they get hurt. They don't care what they do. As long as it's good for ratings and good for their pocketbooks, they don't care. I think the most important thing that we've got to look at is, what are the players going to do? Are they going to keep their heads buried in their own rears because, you know, they just want to get that next big contract? And is that next big contract worth your life? You know, I think that these negotiations, I think anybody coming in for negotiations ought to be talking to the NFL about what sort of money they're going to get if they're COVID injured or COVID vaccine injured, because, you know, well, take a look here. Hopefully, if the players start speaking out, I mean, I don't know what else has to happen. You know, this couldn't be more clear what's going on here in my mind. And, you know, look at Watt. Look at Watt retiring because of heart issues.
Yeah.
You know, how many times do we got to see this? How about that guy who just died suddenly yesterday, who had said that anybody that's not vaxxed should be in jail? You know, listen.
Yeah, Uche Inware, and I was actually going to ask you about him next. I mean, is this the type of situation with, we're seeing some of his tweets where, you know, we heard about influencers, online influencers, your reports from the NFL. Is this the type of thing where are government agencies recruiting these people to be promoters of their pharmaceutical products?
Well, and again, I can't prove this, but we've got credible information that this has happened repeatedly. By credible, what that means is I've got people who work in the government who said that, yeah, this is happening. Now, they can't provide the paperwork, or where they have provided me evidence, I can't share it because it would, you know, burn my source, and I never, ever, ever do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we know that these guys were doing everything they could to try and influence everybody on the planet to get this death shot. And yeah, I'm so, so sad about what like I said, it broke my heart when I watched this guy. Owen, you've been reporting the truth for as long as you've known it on this, right? And, you know, you and I, we've been on the front lines fighting to get truth out there. We're not fighting because it makes us popular. We're not fighting because of all the money we get for fighting. We're fighting because we're trying to get the truth out there. Well, after 3 years of fighting nonstop lies, when I saw this guy go down, and it's just another 24-year-old that I see go down. And by the way, on a daily basis, I can't tell you how many emails, messages, stories I get about people in the exact same situation. I got my jab and my son went down. My son, is in his 20s. You know, I mean, this is constant. So when I see this, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I was furious. I was absolutely furious because these scumbags, these absolute trash scumbags in the NFL that treat these guys like meat. They treat them like property. Yeah, trade them, sell them, buy them, whatever. And then when there's a problem with them, they won't even stand behind them. I want to know what the NFL is going to do to fix this guy's vaccine injuries if he survives. I want to know what the NFL is going to do to support other players who may have been vaccine injured. Are they going to support Watt, who had to retire? What are they going to do across the board to deal with this? See where that guy's head hit? It initially hit in the upper right hand part of his chest, shoulder. He didn't hit square center in the chest where your heart is. It hit up in the shoulder and then slid towards his face. You know, this doesn't strike me as that one in a bazillion chance. This strikes me as looking like exactly what it was, which is likely heart issue related to this jab that was exacerbated through strenuous activity and a hit. That's what the doctors that I've talked to seem to think. Of course, all of them are doing, like you said, they're doctors, they're scientists. I'm an advocate. So they're kind of waiting to see, what they can get. But, you know, my concern is that they're going to whitewash it and try and hide it and try and cover it up. I mean, I can assure you there are teams working on that now.
Oh, as soon as the guy went down to the ground, the NFL went into damage control. We're both well aware of that. And I just don't know what they do because, again, like you were saying, I mean, this is like, I mean, folks, we're looking at a potential worst case scenario here. I mean, this is a bad situation. The ambulance waited for his mom to get in with him before they went to the hospital. I mean, he's on life support. So this story's not going to go away. And the NFL, you know, they can, well, here's what you said that was so interesting in the last minute there. This is going to be up to the players because the reports were that the NFL said, and this is their standard policy. I've worked the games. I've worked injury games before. Their standard policy is, okay, take 5, take 10, get yourself loose, get yourself warmed up, and you're going to finish this game. The NFL never postpones games. The NFL never cancels games. They can't the way the schedule works. No. So they don't. So for that game to be postponed last night, reportedly at the players and the coaches' behest, that says a big story. And I think you've nailed it. Really, this is going to be up to what the players want to do. And whether it becomes an issue of player safety dealing with, okay, the equipment or the helmets or whatever, or it becomes an issue of player safety dealing with, hey, you made us get these vaccines, now look at us dropping like flies. If the players take this into their own hands, the NFL is going to have a real problem. And, you know, J.J. Watt's a league loyalist, but I don't think they're all going to be so loyal, Thomas.
No. Well, they can't be. I mean, you know, their bodies are their livelihoods. And if you destroy their bodies with these gene therapy jabs, that's what do they do, right? What do they do? Where do they go from there? You know, that's their profession. That's their career. You've got a limited amount of time to make enough money to have a good life, because, you know, you can only play that sport for so long. And, they've destroyed it. They're cutting that amount of time that you can play down dramatically by destroying their heart, destroying this, destroying that. And, you know, the league and the doctors who were lying to these players, they all knew they were lying. This was absolutely apparent. The kind of guys who are doctors in the NFL, those are quality guys. They know there's risks. There's no way these guys didn't know. So the players are going to have to take it upon themselves. You know, I mean, I'll just say right here and right now that if any of the players need it, you know, I'll do my best to connect them with real doctors who will actually tell them the truth about this.
Yeah, you know what? We are up against a break here, so let's reemphasize that on the other side of this short break. 5 minutes left with Tom Renz. Let's reemphasize what you were just saying, Tom. We'll be right back.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, one cat that they can't put back in the bag after last night and the DeMar Hamlin collapse is the COVID vaccine causing myocarditis and heart problem debate. They cannot put that cat back in the bag. And really, the debate's already over. We already know that that's the main side effect, and it looks like it's just shy of 10% of people that get it. If you've had two, for sure, it's about 10%. You're going to have a severe side effect. So the debate's really already been had. It's just at this point adding more evidence to it. Was last night more evidence or not? Now, Tom, I know professional athletes tune in here. I know football players tune in here. I know a lot of them are very aware of what's going on. Not all, might be a minority, but they're out there. And so you were basically sending out a bit of a clarion call or an offer to say, hey, if any NFL athletes are looking for someone to reach out to or looking for a doctor or, you know, looking for an opinion here, you were offering that platform to them. Why don't you go ahead and emphasize that?
Yeah, and I'm not going to charge you. I'm not looking to be your lawyer. I don't get nothing out of this. I just want you to not be dead, right? So if anybody needs help, if any of you pro athletes are looking for a real doctor to educate yourself on, I just don't want you dead. You don't have to pay me for it. You don't have to do anything for it. If you're able to get a hold of us, we're hard to get a hold of. I know that. But if you can get through to us, you know, I'm happy to try and find some doctors who are educated that will tell you the truth, and that will do whatever they can to try and keep you healthy without this. I'm not asking for anything out of it, and there'll be no bill. And I don't even know that I could represent you if I wanted to. I'm too busy.
And is the best place TomRenz.com, or is there an email or what?
Yep. Connect through TomRenz.com or Renz-Law.com. We've got contact things there. Like I said, you just got to keep on it because we're hard to get a hold of. And like I said, I'm not doing it for money. I'm just making the offer to help. But, you know, I do hope people will support us at TomRenz.com. You know, support our sponsors. You know, if you need gold or pillows or vitamins or whatever, you know, support us. But also support InfoWars, because otherwise you wouldn't know about us.
Yeah, and that's why it's important for us to be on air so we can do these interviews and get the information out. Tom, one more question I have on the medical side, and maybe you've gotten this from a doctor. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen an opinion offered on this anywhere yet. You know, the situation right now, they're saying all of his vitals are good, but I don't really understand that when he can't breathe on his own. I mean, he's on life support. He's on a breathing machine. They got his heart going again, but he's in critical condition on a breathing machine. Do we know what the normal circumstances or protocols for a situation like this are? I mean, do they consider this a coma? How long do they, consider this to be a state of, we can keep him alive like this for how long? Do you have any answers as far as that's concerned?
Well, what we know is that there's a lot of questions, right? You know, just like the vaccine status, they're not really putting out a whole lot of information. And, you know, I think the vaccine status is relevant for the country to know about because it's part of a national conversation that has to occur. But his private medical condition, you know, I understand why his family would want to keep that private. And no, I haven't heard anything. You know, like I said, he's on a vent. He's in ICU. I know what everybody else knows on that. Anything else I've heard is pretty speculative. There's been some debate about, you know, this and that, but it sounds like I'm guessing they're doing everything they can to treat him given his condition. But, you know, I would say that one of the things that would be real interesting to know is, have they tested his heart? Have they checked to see whether there's myo or pericarditis in there? And, you know, were there spike proteins in the heart? I mean, that's something else that ought to be checked for. You know, those are things that I think that, that are really relevant and really important. But I mean, the most important thing right now is just praying for his health and that his recovery.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, I mean, that's the question is, would we even know? I mean, does he have one of these fiber clots in him from a vaccine? Did it make a bad situation worse? Do other athletes need to be worried about this? If not, then good. Then good. At least we have some answers there. But I don't, we're not getting the answers. Who knows if the players are getting the answers? Some of them might know personally because they know the guy personally. But whatever the situation ends up being, folks, this has really added a lot of fuel to the fire of the COVID-19 vaccine debate, and that is not going anywhere anytime soon. And we hope the best for this young athlete. Tom Renz, thank you so much. TomRenz.com.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to switch lanes now. The other big story today is what's going on with the Vatican and a recently deceased pope. And who better to get on than Leo Zagami from leozagami.com and the author of Confessions of an Illuminati. Leo, you got to just lay out the whole story for me here and what's going on. The latest headlines on your website, Pope Ratzinger was no saint, but he was kept in isolation from 2020 after his book with Cardinal Sarah infuriated Bergoglio. I'm butchering that. Ratzinger's funeral mass on January 5th, 2023, and the number 23 in Illuminati synchronicity. Leo Zagami, what's the latest story here?
Hey, Owen. Happy New Year to you and all our viewers. Of course, the latest story from the Vatican is the imminent funeral of Pope Ratzinger, Pope Emeritus Ratzinger, Benedict XVI, who was the first pope in recent history to, of course, resign 10 years ago. And he has finally passed away. The strange thing, of course, is that the Vatican is not really giving any state funerals for this former pope. They are rather respecting, they say, a low-key approach. But inside sources say that the problem is they don't want to spend too much money because they have probably a conclave also coming up this year when Pope Bergoglio, Pope Francis, will probably resign following this tradition, exactly 10 years after. Tradition, of course, of resigning that has broke with a long-standing tradition of leaving the papacy up until death. There are, of course, increasing voices of criticism towards this decision. Orban just went to visit the recently as a private citizen, of course, like many others, the Pope's body has been transported in the early hours of yesterday morning into the Basilica of St. Peter's Square. It was a small ritual. It didn't last long. They had this cardinal, of course, fumigating him and welcoming him in in a way. And of course, that kickstarted all the visits to the Pope, which are unprecedented. In the last 24 hours, over 100,000 people have already visited this Pope. And this is something that really has surprised, apparently, the Vatican and also the security forces that are, of course, involved in this visit, that, of course, every person goes there, queues up, and then has to go through all the various security procedures. Regarding Ratzinger as a figure, a lot of people claim he was the last real pope, he was the last traditionalist, but let's not forget that he is somebody who participated to the Second Vatican Council. He is somebody who whose legacy is connected still to the pedophilia cover-up, because for many years before becoming pope, he was in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. Now, this dicastery is a very important one because it's the former Inquisition. And from the 80s till 2005, it was in the hands of Ratzinger, who covered up a lot of these pedophilia cases until the point of really no return for the Church. And it was thanks to all these cover-ups that the Jesuits were able to actually force him out of office 10 years ago. And this happened, as we all know, in February 2013 with his historic annunciation in Latin about abandoning his Petrine ministry. But Ratzinger was also involved in covering up cases of pedophilia during his time in Germany with his own brother, who was also a clergyman. They covered up over 100 cases of pedophilia only there. So, I mean, saying that Ratzinger was a good man only because he was a traditionalist or a more conservative pope, well, that's not enough for me. Of course, the fact that they're not giving him a state funeral is in itself a scandal when you think that, for example, India gave a state funeral to Mother Teresa, who was a small Albanian nun, wasn't even an Indian. But we have also other things that regard, of course, Pope Ratzinger. Pope Ratzinger, like you cited in my article at the beginning of the show, was involved in this controversy that really isolated him for the last 2 years. In February 2020, he came out with a book with Cardinal Sara that was really critic of all the modernist progressive approach of Pope Francis, and also of the fact that they were rediscussing the possibility of renouncing the celibacy for priests, and he was vehemently against all that. But this created a big problem back then. In fact, the actual secretary of Pope Ratzinger, who have always been like still maintained in the team of Pope Francis, Father Georg, was literally kicked out of the team, of Pope Francis' team. And at the same time, from February 2020, with the excuse of the pandemic, Pope Ratzinger was completely isolated. He was basically at house arrest, wasn't allowed to talk with anybody. And this book with Cardinal Sara, he even went on record saying, oh, well, I didn't actually co-write it with him. He tried to renounce his position as co-writer of this book, but it was already too late. So that really infuriated Pope Francis, who apparently shouted and was completely angry about this former pope getting into the business of the Church again. However, a lot of traditionalists thought that Ratzinger was also the real pope, that Ratzinger in some way had sabotaged the formalities of the elections of Pope Francis to, in a veiled manner, stay himself as the real papal figure. there is a lot of controversy about this. There has been various Vaticanists who have supported this theory. But of course, now all these people who, these traditionalists who had thought they have a pope in the person of Ratzinger now are very disappointed, and they will join in a way the sede vacantist, the Lefebvreans, the traditionalists that don't really believe in the popes after the Second Vatican Council. But I repeat, Ratzinger wasn't one of those popes. Ratzinger was actually involved with also with a figure like John Paul II for many years. Then later on as a pope, he demonstrated that he wasn't bringing anything new, if not following the path that was dictated by the Second Vatican Council, this reunion of the church that in the first part of the 60s changed the church. And there is also those people who accuse Pope Ratzinger in those days, he was still a young servant of the church, of having participated also to a black mass, the first black mass within St. Peter's Wall in the early 60s that went on during the Second Vatican Council. This was also an accusation that was in a veiled way made by Father Malachi Martin in one of his books, though he changed, of course, the names to protect, in a way, also himself, though the end of Father Malachi Martin is also a suspicious one. So now we have a funeral mass that is going on at 9:30 on the 5th of January, and this is very significant that there is no papal regalia adorning the body of Benedict. Instead, we had this red liturgical vestments.
And this is not normal, and so you're explaining why Leo Zagami is with us, leozagami.com. We got to take a break. We'll get into this interesting ceremony on the other side.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now.
but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like pregnenolone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Zagami with us from leozagami.com. And Leo, there was one thing I wanted to go back to before we get into this ceremony. So is that official now that popes don't get a lifetime appointment, that it's only 10 years? Is that an official thing, or they're kind of making it an unofficial official thing?
They're kind of making it in a habit that will probably become later on a formality. For the moment, we have to understand that Pope Francis is now at the same age that Ratzinger was when he resigned. So it will be kind of a repetition of what you have already seen. And this, of course, normalizes the event. The 5th of January, we are approaching, of course, this funeral, but it's also full of symbolism because the number 5 is 2 and 3, which is also 23, this magical number for the Illuminati, which we also encounter in the number of this year, 2023, which means a lot of things, because 23 were the Grand Masters of the Order of the Knights Templar, the last one being Jacques de Molay. 23 letters we find in the Latin alphabet. We have the 23 axioms in Euclid geometry. We have also the fact that every 23 seconds, the blood circulates in the human body, and the human biorhythm cycle is generally 23 days. So the number 23 is very important and is regarded by the Illuminati as an in-between year in which there will be some dramatic things definitely happening. And this funeral is, of course, the beginning of something that will probably put us right in front of this transformation in church traditions, which is, of course, another resignation. Pope Francis is also very sick. He was operated, but apparently his cancer at the colon is advancing. He himself was visibly sick during most of 2022, so it seems pretty logic that after this funeral there will be probably a resignation. But first, the Pope Francis is actually expected, I think, in Africa. He has a couple of state visits to attend, so if he resigns, he's not going to resign immediately.
Owen. Now, is there a reason why, let's say, the Illuminati, the powers that be behind the Vatican, is there a reason why they would want to have a time limit of the Pope's time as the Pope? What is the reason for that?
But the reason is the sacrality, the divineness, the figure of the Pope was a sacred figure. In the tradition of the Catholic Church, you will never imagine a Pope resigning. However, it did happen in the past to four different popes, but these popes never really survived the resignation in the way that they will then be having a funeral like the one we're seeing on the 5th of January, because most of them were either arrested, kicked out of the Vatican.
So in other words, past resignations have been on a bad note. A bad thing has happened, and the Vatican says, you know, we're not recognizing you. You're not going to get a funeral ceremony. You're not going to have anything from us. But this case is kind of, it seems like they're kind of playing it in between where they are going to do the ceremony, but they're not going to have it like an official Pope ceremony. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, and the thing is that actually Pope Ratzinger was in a way under house arrest. He couldn't really talk with the outside world anymore, like I said earlier, because of Pope Francis fearing the criticism that Ratzinger often had towards this church, which is gradually transforming in something else. And this one world religion that is coming out of it, and that clearly Pope Francis is promoting, is something a bit different from what we already saw with the interreligious approaches of John Paul II, who initially invited a lot of different religions in Assisi, making an historic move. Then we had, of course, Ratzinger. But Ratzinger got in a controversy with Islam, as you remember, for his criticism towards Mohammed and the way he was converting by the sword. So he wasn't really joining with the Muslims like Pope Francis, who instead, from the Abu Dhabi Treaty, the Human Fraternity Treaty of early 2019, is formally bringing together this one world religion, which is shaping up, and it also goes in line with the elimination of the sacrality of the Pope figure. The Pope is just a bishop of Rome in the new vision of the church. He can't be regarded as some holy of holies that can eventually, because they are transforming, of course, the Catholic faith in a religion that can be then molded and crafted together with the others in this one world religion that they are, of course, proposing to the world for the arrival of the Antichrist, because that's what's coming together here, the arrival of the Antichrist that will be aided and abated by Cyber Satan. And of course, all this is happening in the next 7 years from now. So Ratzinger was a figure that, of course, in the last years of his life, probably realized the errors that were done even by himself, and of course by the Second Vatican Council, but still decided to go along with this resignation, and of course tried to stay in the shadow of Pope Francis until he couldn't stand anymore this distraction of the tradition, because he was still a man that had some kind of tradition, but he was, of course, also a very hypocrite figure, because he was criticizing, for example, the homosexual, when his relation with Father Georg was a very ambiguous one, when he himself was probably involved in pedophilia, or his brother for sure. And so there is some ambiguities. He wasn't definitely not a saint, as some people want to portray him. But he was definitely a figure also that comes from Germany and from Bavaria and from the borders with Austria, in an area which has been filled up with Illuminati figures that have influenced very much the course of Freemasonry and lately also the course of the church. In fact, from Austria comes also the guy who is trying to work with Pope Francis in shaping up this one world religion. But this is, of course, a subject we could discuss another time. I think that is very significant that at the moment we have, of course, a call by many people for a state mass when, of course, this Pope had been a important figure.
Let's talk so, next 7 years on the other side of this break, Leo. We'll be right back.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalist 30 years ago, but only 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this, and I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you, and I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And the great Leo Zagami is with us, leozagami.com, the author of Confessions of an Illuminati. And is that the eighth edition I see behind you, Leo? Is that number eight there?
Yes, it's volume eight of my Confessions, which has been brought out last month with great success. I invite all of you to check it out. From the Rise of the Antichrist to the Sound of the Devil and the Great Reset is basically the only book that describes the occult mission of Hollywood with facts, not fiction, and with the credible sources. A book of almost 700 pages that I'm selling for only $23, because the number 23
You must be in the Illuminati.
Well, because the 23 can have a positive significance as well as a negative one. And we can, of course, study many reasons and cite many reasons for that. But definitely this book wants to explain how we have been manipulated by the media, by Hollywood, for the last over 100 years, with the help of the military-industrial complex directly involved in Hollywood, to actually usher in the ideology of the Antichrist and normalize what we are seeing these days. People will not accept this reality if they were not brought into it. But how this happened, of course, is what I write in my book, in which I describe also how LSD was used to transform in the 50s and 60s all these Hollywood people and the whole generation that they then went from the conservatism of John Wayne to the liberal progressive approach of Jane Fonda. So, and also, of course, the occult foundations of Hollywood. People don't know, but Hollywood is profoundly occult, and the first mass that Crowley devised was actually celebrated by his disciples in Hollywood, not in London, not in another place. And his disciples, of course, the Roaring Twenties, we know that there was a silent movie period in which there was already a scandalous approach, which is now coming up to light with this recent movie from the director of La La Land, Babylon, which is just being brought out, and that kind of portrays in a fictional way that period. But Babylon was the foundation of Hollywood, and Babylon is also the scenography that you find next to the Kodak, now Dolby Theater, where they give the Oscars. And that Babylonian scenography that comes from the movie Intolerance from 1916 then stayed there for many years, because this D.W. Griffith, who created this movie and was the first film director to film a film in Hollywood in 1909-1910, he only found a very small village there with a dirt road, which then later on became Hollywood Boulevard. And when he implanted this scenography for this film, it stayed there for years. So Hollywood had this Babylonian with all these elephants of Ishtar, all the symbolism, Enki. And then this symbolism was revived in 2001 when they opened this shopping mall next to the place where they give the Oscars, and it's basically visible to everybody. And on the other side of the road, then you have the Masonic Temple, where they actually do the Jimmy Kimmel show nowadays. So Hollywood is Masonic, but people wanted to know the real history of Hollywood. Then I offered for the first time the name of the lodges where people like, for example, John Wayne, the Warner Brothers, all these people were involved in, and what they were doing and the influence that somebody like Aleister Crowley had, because he was picking up on that heresy, that Sabbatean Frankist heresy within Judaism, which is really the problem, not so much Judaism. That's why I invite Connie West to read this book. He might have maybe a better idea of the problems within Judaism instead of accusing the whole religion, because accusing the whole religion is a bit like accusing Catholics of being all Satanists or being all evil. That's not the truth. Catholics, of course, who are traditionalists, who don't believe in these reforms, they stay as good people, just as the Jewish people who haven't been affected by this heresy that was born in Turkey and then in Poland and then developed, and the foundations of this heresy then were translated also in the Frankfurt School, for example, which then became the basis for the woke ideology. So I also explained the roots of the woke ideology that now pervades Hollywood. And we have arrived to the point in which now Hollywood is basically the home of the Antichrist, and they don't even hide it. Walt Disney's TV series dedicated to the Santa Claus is in December with the children saying, "I love you, Satan." This
that
is
was
clear.
Wild. That's, boy. How did you miss that one, guys? Jeez. Leo, though, you mentioned, and I'm looking forward to getting your new book. Your last one was so good. All of them are so good. But you mentioned in the last segments, just briefly, what do you expect to see in the next 7 years?
Well, now that basically Ratzinger is dead, the Vatican is completely in the hands of the Freemasons, because Pope Bergoglio, Pope Francis, is a Freemason, and so they can have complete control on establishing the one world religion that will aid and abate the rise of the Antichrist in the next 7 years, mostly due to technology, because the rise of the Antichrist will be helped by artificial intelligence and the developments within artificial intelligence. People in 2023 probably will start to become more and more angry towards this oppressive situation which is forced upon us, the vaccination.
So you're expecting that to become a reality, that people are going to start to see the technotronic grid being set up by the corporate world government. I'm curious, what do you see as Elon Musk's role in all this? Do you like Elon Musk? Not? Do you trust him? Do you not? What are your thoughts on Musk and his role in all this?
Very ambiguous figure, Elon, a very ambiguous figure, because he wants to portray himself as a knight in shining armor, but on the other side, he's actually portraying the symbols of Baphomet when he dresses up. And he is, of course, doing things that are also ambivalent, because even after his takeover of Twitter, people like me, for example, I have still my profile that is isolated, I can't access it. It's still there, you can see it, but you know, I'm not able to have my old Leo Zagami profile, but that's of course a small thing. I'm a small fish in all this, but I can say that Elon Musk of course also is a very ambiguous figure because of his financing. People don't know this, but the financing to buy Twitter came also from Italy, from a company called Unipol. Unipol is traditionally a communist company connected in the old days to the Italian Communist Party, and still to this day to the Democratic Party in Italy. So why did Unipol participate to the takeover of Twitter with Elon Musk? This is a question. I mean, I'm asking this question to Elon Musk. Why are you associating with communists? I mean, Unipol, you can go and study their history, is pure communism. So you are financing this takeover with the communist money? Well, that doesn't sound like really proper. So there is some things in what Elon does.
So you kind of look at him as maybe an unknown factor at this point. You don't say he's part of the problem, but maybe he's not part of the solution. You're not sure.
Well, you know, when you have so much money, like I said, in the case of Donald J. Trump, you are able to not get corrupted, at least. And so Elon, it depends. Is he corruptible or not? Is he really a free mind in all this or not? It seems like all these things that are happening with Twitter, of course, are destroying our belief in the First Amendment, in the right.
All right, that's Leo Zagami, folks. I'm telling you, get his books. They're great reads, and his website, leozagami.com.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Reset button here for a second and tell you what's coming up the rest of today on InfoWars live transmissions. We've got Maria Z, who is going to be hosting the fourth hour coming up here in just about 13 minutes. She's going to be covering the 2023 agenda, what she's expecting to see, and then focus on solutions and the positives that could come out of this, as well as the situation in China that's developing. So that's coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to be right back here in this chair to host the War Room at 3 o'clock. Now, I'm going to have to reshuffle some things because I'm not going to spend the time on the war room to cover all the news that I already covered dealing with the NFL player collapsing last night and the COVID-19 vaccines injuries and, of course, all of the commentary involving all of that. I'm not going to go back down that road. We did that today. We'll upload those segments to band.video. We're going to upload the video compilation I told you about to band.video. We're going to have an article at Infowars.com. We're going to have all those resources available for you. So I'm not going to revisit and relitigate that coverage. But I do want to take your calls on this, including people that probably disagree with me and don't like my commentary today. But I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm confident in what I said and what I think, and so are other people, and maybe me and my guests see things a little differently. That's fine. This is all healthy discussion, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing wrong with that. So I do intend to open up the phone lines to take calls, your thoughts, your opinions, your responses to the coverage last night, today, on the NFL football player collapsing last night. I've already offered my opinion. It's already been picked up by national media, and it's like funny leftist media, like, oh, InfoWars not the leading vaccine skeptics this time. Like, whoa. No, we're the voice of reason here, okay? So it's okay. We can have debates. We can disagree. It's not a big deal. We're having the discussion, though. That's the key. We're looking at all the elements. We're being honest and open-minded about it. That's the key. So I do want to take phone calls on that issue during the war room. Now, we've got the second vote for the House Speaker that is ongoing right now. It appears Kevin McCarthy is going to lose again. So, I like what Matt Gaetz is doing. I think what Matt Gaetz is doing is a stroke of political brilliance, quite frankly. I have no interest in a Kevin McCarthy speakership. So there's going to be a lot of developments there. I've got a lot of video clips. I think it's safe to say that Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert are never going to vote for Kevin McCarthy. And then I think there's a short list of it's around 15 to 20 Republicans that are not going to vote for McCarthy for now. Maybe they can be swayed, maybe not. But I don't think Kevin McCarthy gets in. And I think the only way Kevin McCarthy gets in is if a Democrat ends up voting for him, which don't rule that out. Now, I did a live stream on Getter last night, and I briefly said this. I said, do not be surprised if a certain bold Democrat decides to vote for McCarthy to just make some waves or to kind of throw an idea or a precedent out there like, hey, you know, look at how divided the Republicans are on McCarthy. Maybe we should vote to get him in. Maybe we should add to that. Maybe we should put a little more out there for them to be divided on. And I said, who would be bold enough? Who would be against the grain enough, especially now that Pelosi's out, to do something like that? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, she was seen having a little sidebar with Paul Gosar just moments ago in an odd incident. So I don't think Paul Gosar voted for McCarthy. Now, I don't know. I'm sitting here in studio just looking at the numbers I have on my board. I don't know if Paul Gosar ended up voting McCarthy or not. I could see him being one of the holdouts. But what could AOC and Paul Gosar be discussing? I wonder. I had a feeling AOC may try to pull a bold move today. I thought it might be voting Kevin McCarthy for speaker. Maybe there's something else being worked right now between these two. And look, I mean, for as, you know, negative as I look at AOC as a political leader, I do believe she thinks she's anti-establishment. Her actions don't bear that out, but I think she in her heart thinks she's anti-establishment. Paul Gosar is definitely anti-establishment, so maybe that's not such a bad thing to see. But where it stands right now, it looks like Kevin McCarthy's about to go 0-2, and things are getting interesting with some of the back and forths. We've got some other interesting video clips happening right now. In fact, I've got clip I've got Chip Roy live. Is there any way we can take this live real quick, guys? I'd like to hear what Chip Roy is saying. He's my representative. Thank you.
We need to put people in place to stop bills like that. But that's the problem. Everybody's out there saying, oh, we got everything we wanted. We got rules changes. Let me tell you something. We have no way to enforce those rules changes. The Speaker-elect has a history of voting with Democrats and voting with the minority against the majority of Republicans over the last decade. He's been Speaker or in the leadership of Republicans since 2009. During that time, the debt has gone from $11 trillion to $32 trillion. In other words, we want to be able to have a check against the swamp. We made good faith changes. We worked hard to get them, but we needed a little bit more in order to assure that we have the power to actually stop the swamp from rolling over the American people, who are sick of bills that spend money we don't have, are sick of open borders, are sick of empowering the bureaucrats to go after them, and we're sick and tired of a Congress that's not doing its job. So this is about changing this town. I wasn't sent here for second place. I was sent here to get the job done, and we need the leadership and the tools to do it.
So, Congressman, yeah. To be clear, you are one of the 19 who voted against McCarthy as Speaker in the first vote. Our producers tell us you have not voted yet again. Safe to say you are a no again.
Well, it's not a no. We're voting for names. I voted for Byron Donalds, my friend, a conservative, someone who is not of the swamp. He has been here only for now his second term. I might vote for some similar folks who have a track record and a history of standing up to the swamp. What I'm not going to do is blindly do what the swamp does. My constituents didn't send me here to do that. Is anybody listening to this actually happy with what Congress is doing? Is anybody out there? Are you? Or anybody in America, do you think Congress is doing a good job? The answer is no. So why would we embrace the status quo? Why would we keep doing the same thing over and over again? That's what's happening in that room. And this morning, a group of folks threatened some of us, and they lost votes on that. We're not coming back down until we get in a room and we decide how we're going to be able to stand up and fight for the American people, no matter who the speaker is.
Congressman, you just used the word threatened there in the House GOP conference meeting this morning. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, it's been public information out there that Mike Rogers threatened to say he's going to kick those of us off of any committees who dared to challenge the coronation of the speaker. And the reality is that was a threat, and it was not received well by a lot of people in the room. And Mike Rogers is emblematic of the problem. He is precisely why we end up with bills like the $1.7 trillion monstrosity.
All right, this is incredible stuff from Chip Roy. You also had Don Bacon, Republican swamp, Rhino threatened conservatives, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I like. I really like Marjorie Taylor Greene a lot. But she was out there basically shouting to the media how Republicans that aren't voting for McCarthy are causing problems. I disagree with her on that. And that's fine. She even said, my friend Matt Gaetz is one of them. So it's fine to have disagreements in important issues like this. But I think we have a pretty good short list now. Jim Jordan, Byron Donalds, Chip Roy, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, those are all hard no's. I'm suspecting Paul Gosar maybe as well, but we don't know that. There's probably at least 10 of them. McCarthy's not going to get, he's not going to win on this second vote. So we'll see what happens with these rules changes. You know, one of the funny things is that Pelosi made every member of Congress, every member of the House walk through metal detectors if they wanted to get in. That's been removed. They've now removed the metal detectors, so the congressmen aren't treated like terrorists anymore. But I guess when you're Nancy Pelosi, that's how you view them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, Maria Z about to take over. I'm going to take a quick hour here and regroup, get all the new information, be ready to cover it, hosting the War Room, and taking your calls on the NFL player collapsing last night. Before I sign off, folks, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. We make it easy on you. We have the best supplements you're going to find out there on the market at the best price, highest quality, lowest price. That's the nexus that we reach for. And one of those supplements that's been popular for years, but we've been out of stock, it's back in stock. It's the Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. The pregnenolone, the vitamin K, and so much more. The Herba Mate, it's all in the Real Red Pill Plus. It's finally, after much anticipation, after much demand, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock and 50% off. It goes hand in glove with DNA Force Plus. Get them both exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, taking over the fourth hour here. You know, Owen opened up with a really powerful monologue the other day, and he was talking about the fact that 2023 is just a continuation of the agenda, and a new year doesn't necessarily spell brand new tactics for the New World Order, I think. And it's an important time to reflect on what we can expect in the coming year, to reevaluate our response to the war that the globalists have waged upon us, and to think about solutions that we can implement in our daily lives. You see, one of the things that they have tried to destroy is the power of the individual to take responsibility over their own life, the power of the individual to have personal accountability, personal responsibility. Everything is victim mentality. They want people weak. They want people dependent on the system. But I think that one of the positives that has come out of all of this is that the people that are aware, and I find this to be prevalent mostly in those who really understand just how sinister the agenda is, they're becoming more and more independent. They're becoming more and more resourceful. And I believe in humanity in this regard. I believe that the more persecution that we are under, and history would back this up, the more persecution that humans face, the stronger they become. And I see this resilience growing in the resistance movement. I see this, this strength when it comes to being able to assess propaganda for what it really is. People aren't fearful anymore, which is wonderful, because the main tool of control of the globalists depends on people being afraid of the information that they present. So today we're going to talk about some of the things that we can expect this year. And it really is a rolling agenda, guys. It's not anything new, because we're looking at Agenda 2020 to 2030. This is a 10-year rollout of these things, and it's happening incrementally. It's happening in some regard very slowly. COVID-19 was, the initial blow, and it came on very hard and very strong, but they're trying to lull people into a false sense of security by implementing the rest of their plans slowly, incrementally. And this is a huge part of how people will be deceived, and the sleepers don't realize what's going on. If they continued hard and fast, many more people would have woken up. But part of the tactic was to pull back a little bit so that people wouldn't realize the plan for a complete global takeover. So we'll look at some of the things we can expect for 2023 today. We'll look at some of the solutions. And then I also want to touch on the China situation, because I don't think there's enough coverage on this. And it really is it's a mark of the fact that people are numb to propaganda, which is great. That is great. It shows me that the world is not taking their BS anymore, but we cannot deny that they really are setting us up for a new bioweapon, for a new attack of some sort. And really, it's all gearing up to the economic collapse that they want to see happen this year. So we'll cover all of that today. But I just want to spend the next few seconds commending people. I really want to commend the viewers of this broadcast. I want to commend the resistance worldwide. You are some of the strongest people in history. You have not only survived the greatest psychological war that has ever been waged upon you, but you have thrived. You have come out on the other end of what we've been subjected to over the past 3 years, specifically stronger and more motivated than ever to defeat the globalists. And this wave of resistance is not only rising, it's spreading like wildfire. And it is because of the people that saw this for what it was from the beginning. You are the reason that the world is waking up. You are the reason that the mainstream media cannot keep their mouths shut. Your support of independent media is what has got us here. And I want to thank you. We'll be right back on the other side of this break to keep talking about it.
I've taken a lot of supplements over the years since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Alrighty, so 2023, what can we expect? Now, this is something, again, it's going to be a rolling agenda. It's something that we can expect to see for the next 7 years. And some of it will be incremental, some of it will be sudden. But what we can expect to see this year is a continuation of the climate change narrative. Not only a continuation, but definitely an acceleration. You see that they're starting to promote the 20-minute neighborhoods, 15-minute neighborhoods now. And it's becoming mainstream knowledge that they're doing this. And of course, you know, I've spoken about this many times. It's going to be promoted as, you know, well, they're using the words highly livable cities as if our cities aren't livable now, or living locally. What do you mean living locally? You live local to your, I mean, I've been over this many times, and the viewers of this broadcast know this, but they, a lot of their agendas are now becoming mainstream knowledge, and they're being painted as positive things. And so for people that don't understand what a smart city is, it may seem like something great. It's convenient. It's all of the above. We're looking after the climate, so on and so forth. But for the viewers of this broadcast and the viewers of my content, you know how sinister this is. This is complete, total control, geofencing. You can't leave your district. In fact, they're calling them districts, treating you like you are living inside the Hunger Games and, you know, being peasants, not being allowed to eat meat, having every single move tracked and traced and controlled. It is an absolute nightmare. Open air concentration camp, as Aman Jabi describes it. And you would have seen Greg Reese has done a couple of videos on this over the past 2 weeks. I encourage everyone to watch them if you haven't. He does a fantastic job breaking this down in a short time. Bite-sized pieces for the masses. Share those videos, guys. Share those videos with as many people as you possibly can to wake them up. We can expect an economic collapse. And this is all linked, by the way. These things aren't exclusive from one another. The economic collapse will be linked to the climate. The viruses will be linked to the climate and to the economic collapse, you know. It's all intertwined. But I definitely think they're staging an economic collapse, and much, much worse than we expected. The head of the IMF just said at least one third of the world is going to head into a recession in 2023. And the countries that aren't in a full-blown recession, hundreds of millions of their people will feel as though they are. So the and we'll touch again, as I said later on the China situation, this is being used to push that final nail in the coffin for the global recession, because they need the economy to collapse. They need their fake fiat money system to collapse. They need the US dollar to collapse in order to bring in a one world currency. And, you know, the entire goal here, guys, is one government, one religion, one currency. This is what the entire agenda is about. One religion, one government, one currency. And they've really created this hive mentality where, as I said at the beginning, there is no focus on individual responsibility, individual accountability. It's all about let's all get together for the greater good and make, you know, let's all take injections for the greater good. Let's all eat less meat for the greater good. Rather than teaching people to be strong individuals on their own, to take responsibility for their health, to eat better, to exercise, to get involved in politics and make a better world. No, they want you less involved in politics. They want you to buy into campaigns where you can virtue signal on social media how great you are because you're joining the masses in, you know, advocating for Ukraine or something. Making people feel a false sense of virtue. There's going to be a huge focus and ramping up of the use of AI and data collection. This is across all platforms. And there will be a linking of all platforms. We can expect to see that. You know, I've spoken about my concerns about Elon and Twitter. He says he wants to turn this into a platform like WeChat. WeChat is the very platform that's been used by the CCP in China to control the people via a social credit system. If you do the wrong thing on WeChat, you get a red coat, you're off to a camp because you're not complying. So I think that we need to be very vigilant when we're engaging in these platforms. They're great to get the truth out. I myself depend on them because I want to reach the masses, because it enables me to speak to people that perhaps wouldn't know what's going on, and we need to do this. But it's a catch-22. You've got to be vigilant when you're engaging with all of these mainstream platforms because they are data collecting. And think about the fact that they've allowed these places to last, like Telegram. You know, they've allowed these places to continue because they do end up weaponizing them against the people. And I spoke about this last week, you know, it was the situation in Australia. They got a plant to go into an Australian channel, post something that would then be used against the freedom loving people of Australia. So we have to be mindful of this when engaging with these platforms. Remember, they are a tool. They are a tool for us to get the truth out. Do not depend on them too much and remain vigilant. And I believe people are growing in that vigilance. We can expect more of hacking humans and 5G attacks. I really think this is a huge part of their plans this year. I think that in the next few months, we're going to see this a lot. The situation in China very well may have something to do with the 5G. Investigating that and speaking to people around the world on that. But the reality is that people have been injected with something now that the globalists say humans are now hackable animals. What does this mean? What does this look like for the future? Will they use this to create pandemics? Will they use this to create climate catastrophes? You know, oh, the humans have been encroaching on, you know, environments, natural environments too much. And now we have this virus or that virus, emerging. You know, we've never seen zoonotic viruses passing to human beings at this scale. But according to Australia's pandemic preparedness plan, which by the way, the Global Pandemic Center is here in Australia. This is why you need to pay attention to what comes out of here. The entire Global Pandemic Center is here. They say that future pandemics will be dependent on climate change. What is happening with humans encroaching on natural environments? That's why they want to pull you out of rural areas. That's why they geoengineer and attack rural areas so much and flood them and burn them, because they want to push people into the metropolis, the 50 million people in a smart city. They have this plan in Australia. It's a railway all along the East Coast. And it just so happens to be that the bushfires that ravaged our countries 3 years ago were all along the East Coast. Then they ravaged us with floods, which by the way, have been geoengineered all along the East Coast. So we have weather warfare that we will be facing. And I believe that's going to increase. You know, here in the Australian skies, you see a few days of clear sky and then again, you have torrential downpour. It's absolutely unbelievable. And of course, you know, we had the narrative of, oh, this was, you know, where we're going into an ice age. Oh no, it's global warming. And now it's just climate change, which is an all encompassing, term that they use to cover up the fact that they are manipulating the weather. So we can definitely expect more of that. Cyber attacks are coming. Be prepared for this. And they tested it on Australia first, as they do with everything. We had a huge cyber attack on one of our main telco providers. It affected over 7 million people, where apparently their personal data was leaked and it was going to be posted on the internet or whatever. And they did that with another private health provider. They've attacked government agencies, allegedly. And now they're telling us the EU has said that Putin is going to, through cyber attacks, take down Europe, the entirety of Europe's energy grid this year. So we can expect more of that. And we know that they've already wargamed, you know, Cyber Polygon more than once for how they will turn off the entire grid following a cyber attack, a worldwide cyber attack. I think we're going to see more of that wargamed this year. We'll see pockets of it. I don't know whether we'll see the big one, which is coming, by the way. They've told us you can't connect back to the grid without a digital vaccine. So there are a few steps that need to happen there. We need the digital ID implemented. We need a social credit score implemented. We need all of those things in place. Not we need, they need, I mean. They need all of those things in place before they can stage a worldwide complete blackout. But you will see the steps of that coming this year. We're going to continue the globalist plans for 2023 right after this short break. I'll see you soon.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, in that break, I was just listening to Alex saying how all of the people, so many prominent names, are using the terms that InfoWars really coined and pioneered, which was an information war, and this is exactly what it is. And, you know, I don't feature on this broadcast for no reason. You know, I believe in InfoWars so much because InfoWars played such a huge, crucial role in strengthening me. And the information on this broadcast strengthens me. A lot of people say, oh, well, the bad news is just overwhelming all the time. I find it to be the opposite. I'd rather know what the enemy's doing and prepare myself for it and know that I'm dealing with a globalist murderous cult than be unaware of that. I don't want to be ignorant to that. And the more I learn, the stronger I become, the more resilient I become, because we have to face reality and we have to know what we're up against and we have to know our enemy. This is the key to winning the information war. And how do you win the information war? Well, apart from the victory that we want to see, and we are starting to see, you win it by winning it in your individual life, overcoming the ways that they want you to depend on their systems. And I will talk about that a little bit later, because a big part of what we're going to focus on this year, I think, as a collective worldwide, is that individual liberty, that individual responsibility, and becoming more and more independent from the systems. But in order to do that, we have to know what we're facing. So I'll continue on. I think that they're going to continue to push the war narrative. It's something that scares a lot of people. And of course, war is one of the biggest tools to collapsing the global economy, which is required in order to move to a CBDC, one world digital currency. This is the ultimate goal. I think that potential lockdowns and lockdown conditioning is going to continue. You know, we had a recent, two recent situations in Australia, with, you know, armed shooters and things like that. And straight away the words lockdowns were in the media. They said, the whole street has gone into lockdown. Then we had some top expert on talking to one of our mainstream media outlets saying, you know, we have to be prepared for the food shortages that are coming. And the reason why we have to be prepared is because of the global economy, but also because we may have to, we will probably start seeing lockdowns in rural areas due to disease outbreak. These are the words that are used. And so they are continuing on with their lockdown conditioning because the plan is to have you in a constant state of lockdown. And it's not the kind of lockdown that they had previously where, you know, you can't leave your home and you can't travel more than 5 kilometers to get groceries. And, you know, if you're not injected, you can't leave your house. But there will be pockets of that, but it's not that. It is now they've hit people with the most harsh form of lockdown that they possibly can. So the other lockdowns that they feed you won't seem as bad. You know, little pockets in lockdown because of a little outbreak, or this pocket in a lockdown because of a climate crisis. You know, short lockdowns will be part of the ongoing conditioning because they want to condition the masses to accept living in these tiny little cities and never leaving more than 15 kilometers from their houses or whatever. It's interesting to watch. This is essentially, this whole thing is, you know, the original MK, ultra, plan. It's a worldwide simultaneous MK ultra experiment. And they've mastered, the globalists have mastered how to control the masses. Think about this. Think about the fact that they have mastered how to control the whole world. If you think back to the past 3 years, I mean, just look at what you're seeing on your screen right now. For the radio viewers, you can't see it, but it's a line of cops masked. Just, you know, goons that are brainwashed. New World Order goons that are brainwashed. They have mastered a global MK Ultra tactic on the world. And so the, you know, it's part psychological and part medicinal. And this is going to continue, this psychological warfare on the people, with the solution being, you know, vaccines, pills, and whatever drugs Big Pharma wants to release next. I mean, wake up. Wake up from your slumber and know that you are being MK Ultra'd. Whoever is still buying into this, you are currently being, you know, they think so little of you. They think so little of you that they dare to continue this experiment on you. And they will. They will, because not only is it 2030, we have a 2040, 2050. Leading to the ultimate goal of one religion, one government, one money. And it's going to be done through continuation of psychological warfare and the pharmaceutical industry. They're going to be disarming the people more and more. We've already seen that started last year and, you know, call for more gun reforms in Australia, even though we have some of the strictest gun laws in the world here. They want to remove your guns from you in the United States. They want to disarm the people. In the United States, the right to bear arms exists in the event of a tyrannical government rising up, so that people can defend themselves from that. Why do you think they want to remove your guns, your right, your ability to defend yourself? We've seen the effects of this in Australia, and once they take them, once they take your ability to defend yourself, or at least control your ability, put measures on your ability to defend yourself, the tyranny that they're enabled to do is infinitely worse. So we're going to continue to see a disarming of the people. We'll also see a rise in domestic terrorism accusations. We spoke about this last week. We touched on it. Jacinda Ardern in the United Nations saying anyone who's a climate change denier is essentially a domestic terrorist. We're at war with them and we have to treat this as a war. That is going to continue enough. In fact, I think it's going to be on the rise a lot more, these accusations of domestic terrorists. You're a parent fighting for your children not to see pornography in the classroom. You're a domestic terrorist, you know. So these terms, what was initially, you know, after 9/11 supposed to protect the people from an outside enemy has been weaponized and turned against the people on the countries in their own countries. And it's absolutely devastating to see, but if only the masses had listened all those years ago when broadcasts like this were warning about the Patriot Act and warning how 9/11 would be used against them eventually. We're seeing it now. I think we'll also see food shortages this year. This is going to be on the rise. We already know that Antonio Guterres warned about this last year. Catastrophic food shortages worldwide. And that is not even... whether they're manufactured or not, and they are being manufactured, you know, food plants being burnt down, supermarket shelves empty, the distribution from China, which the world has conveniently depended on for so many years, being under attack now because of what's happening over there. It is manufactured, and they're telling us their plans in advance because they want your consent for it. You know, they need to obtain your consent for everything that they do. But it's something that is outside of our control because of the dependence we've got on other countries. I'm going to continue on food shortages right on the other side of this break. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWarsMD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality. Up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, breaking down the enemy's war plan for 2023 and beyond today. And it is so important that we know our enemy so that we can resist and become stronger. We were just talking about food shortages before the break. This is something that we can expect to see continuing. So I will talk about solutions right after we get through this list of the enemy's war plans, which includes preparing for food shortages. We're also going to continue to see an attack on religion. This is something that, and specifically Christianity, by the way, this is something that has been on the increase for decades, really, but particularly in the last year. You know, Zelensky banning churches, banning orthodoxy is one example. And Ukraine really is paving the way for what they want the future to look like. And this is why they're funneling all their money into Ukraine. You can view the video on Ukraine being the first, you know, completely digital city. I've shared that in my Telegram before. If you're not in there, get in there. There's some really crucial intel. It's Z Media with three E's, that I post regularly outside of the regular broadcasts and interviews that I do. But the attack on religion is going to increase. And the major reason for this, number one, is they attack Christianity because it's the truth. But they also are attacking religion because they want one world religion. And I've spoken about this before, what appears virtuous and for peace and, you know, to bring everyone together, this is how they deceive people, is actually to bring people under the lordship of the Antichrist when he eventually appears. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. That is what it's for. The merging of religions is for that. It's not for peace. Of course we want peace. Of course we want to coexist and be and live in harmony and have everyone having the freedom of religion. We want that. Christians included. You know, whether we think we're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. We want you to have free will to do what you want. That's every freedom loving person, regardless of their race or religion, wants that. But that's not what this is about. And you cannot trust genocidal maniacs who are trying to usher in the Antichrist to bring any sort of peace. It's false peace. It's a lie. It's a delusion. But godless people will buy into it. And they will think that it's a good thing. Godless people will buy into anything they tell them. Because people need purpose. People need something to serve. And they're being sold a lie that what they're serving is good for humanity. Again, it's a psychological war. It's MK Ultra en masse. Vaccines are going to continue. The vaccine agenda isn't going anywhere. You know, we used to depend on things like chicken soup and maybe some Panadol when we had a flu. You know, and now they're talking about mRNA for cancer. They want to inject cows with mRNA. Vaccines are not going anywhere, and we're going to see a rise of injections, and they're not vaccines anymore, but a rise of injections to treat things that we used to rely on other things for. You know, in Australia, they're now talking about a ban on the amount of paracetamol that you can buy in the pharmacy. If you try to order paracetamol online now, you're limited to two boxes. And I think that this is an effort to limit people's ability to depend on things that have been maybe safe for many, many years, or they're used to using for many years, and push them into, you know, the death camps that they call hospitals, and depending on brainwashed big pharma doctors. This is how, you know, limiting people's ability to treat themselves at home really is part of it. The WHO in their immunization agenda 2030 document, you can look it up yourself. It's easy to find online. Say that they want to introduce 500 new vaccines by 2030. 500 new vaccines by 2030. And they say, they use the words, no one left behind. That means you're getting jabbed whether you like it or not. And they're implementing the treaty, or trying to implement the treaty now, to ensure that they get to do that to you. That's why it's so important to stop it. Digital ID. Digital ID is something that they're going to be pushing massively. We've got news here out of Australia that I need to look into more, but the essentially it is that if you want to register your car, you need a digital ID. So they're moving forward with that. And of course your digital ID will be your social credit score linked to your CBDC, which they can play with and turn off and start up, you know, based on your compliance or the lack thereof. And of course, you know, this is largely, if you look at patent 060606, you know, the one that everyone knows about, Bill Gates talking about mining, being able to mine crypto based on your behavior. So you can mine, cryptocurrencies, add them to your CBDC bank that will be limited, by the way, because they're not going to allow you to obtain wealth under their model. They don't want you to be wealthy. They want you to have nothing. But if you do what they tell you to do, patent 060606 says that you'll be able to mine currency. And this is, of course, sending your biometric data to a central database that says you've been a good boy or girl. You've done what the government says. Here's some crypto. How does that data, that biometric data, send to the database if you haven't been hacked already? If you haven't been injected with nanotechnology that has the ability to send that biometric data to the database in order for you to mine your crypto. It's already happened, guys. It happened through the COVID-19 injections, and I'm becoming more and more certain of that every single day the more I speak to scientists and researchers all over the world. So we can expect to see more of that transhumanism movement, linking humans with AI, linking humans with computers, and all of the above. We've already covered climate engineering, but you know, this is one that I just want to touch on for a few minutes, because, or at least a few seconds. All of these things that I've spoken about today are within our control. We can control whether we subscribe to their systems. We can control whether we inject ourselves with their poisons, but we can't control the air outside our homes when we leave our front door. This is one of the most sinister and egregious things that they do, spraying our skies with toxic chemicals that literally cause disease and death. And the air is not safe anymore. I personally think climate engineering is one of the worst things that we're facing, because you can't control it. You can't stop breathing. What, are we going to all walk around with gas masks like the Book of Eli because the skies are so ruined? Probably. That's where we're heading. With, you know, checkerboards all along our skies. I heard that they're teaching children in school now. There are new clouds. Really? Do they look like GT stripes in the air? Unbelievable. So climate engineering is a huge part of it. And I think as people, we will have to look at what are we going to do to ensure that we're not breathing in these poisons? Huge part of it. Huge part of it. Mass deaths. We're going to continue to see people dying en masse. This is not going to slow down. It's so exploding so much that it's making the mainstream news. In fact, in some European countries, they're openly discussing now that it is the COVID injections, which is great that this is making the mainstream. It's not great that it's happening. It breaks my heart. I wish that people listened. And again, it's not an I told you so. It's a will you please listen now? Because the same people that warned you that the injections were going to kill you and your loved ones are warning you about all of this other stuff that seemed crazy at the time, but is proving to be true now. And I want to commend everyone that stuck through and stuck to the truth, and regardless of how much they were demonized and ostracized, said, no, I know that this is true and I'm not backing down. Thank God for you if you're one of those people, and I know the listeners of this broadcast are. We're going to continue seeing those mass deaths. It is absolutely heartbreaking to watch. And they will continue to try to cover them up with other things like they are in China right now. Oh, it's white lung syndrome. Really? Or is it the injections? Or is it the 5G that you've done something with the frequencies to the people to activate something in their bodies? God only knows. We'll continue. We'll wrap up the long game in the next segment. And then I want to talk about the solutions that we can look to in 2023 and beyond. I'll be back in a moment with you.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to wrap up the long game with the long game and the digital currency UBI information for 2023. And then we're going to talk about the solutions to all of these problems. And the solution has always been us, but I'll get into that in a moment. For 2023, I think we're going to continue seeing a push towards the digital currency. This will depend on them collapsing the current currency. So I really encourage people to prepare for that. It will happen. Whether it happens now or in 10 months or 4 months, or it's coming. So start preparing now. A wise person prepares in advance for what they know their enemy is preparing against them. You are in a war. Knowing this information is going to save your life and your family's life, and you preparing for it now is going to be the key to your survival. It's that simple. And the sooner we accept that, the sooner we just accept the fact that we're at war, there are people out there, globalists, that want us dead, deprived, poor, starving, dumb, the sooner we can overcome these things. That's what knowing your enemy is about. And any wise soldier evaluates their battle plan when they know that they're in battle. No one goes into battle blind. No one goes into battle without considering their enemy's next moves. And this is what it is. So we're going to see the push for digital currency, and we're also going to see them selling the UBI. This is what they did with the welfare checks, the stimulus, all around the world that they released during the lockdowns. This was to condition people to be lazy. We have a problem. I'm sure it's a problem in every country, but I could speak specifically for Australia, with people not wanting to work. Not only are they sick and unable to work because they're injected to the eyeballs, they are not wanting to because the government made them lazy with stimulus checks. This was conditioning you for a UBI, and now we've got people out there talking about how great UBIs are and how everyone should be on a UBI. Why? So that you can be rewarded for doing what the government wants you to do and nothing else? So you can serve daddy government? I mean, it's the most insane form of slavery, making you a slave to the little bit of money that they want you to have and not allowing you to prosper. Forget about it. Forget about it. And of course, the long game, guys, is indoctrinating the children. See, we may be the last generation that understands what's going on, because the new generation, which, if we're honest, many of us struggle to understand, are so engrossed in, the CCP's weapon that is TikTok and all of the other social media that where the algorithms are destroying their brains and making them depend on dopamine hits for rewarding bad behavior or pointless behavior, not actually encouraging them to do anything noble or great in life. Do a stupid dance and become famous overnight. I mean, honestly, this is what TikTok is, a weapon. There are fantastic documentaries you can watch on this. Do not let your children onto TikTok. It is a CCP weapon. The indoctrination through the schools is happening all over the world, and this is part of the way that they are transforming the future generation. If we don't remove our children from these institutions, these indoctrination camps called schools, we will lose them to the beast. This is something that you must understand. So I encourage people, please homeschool your children. Get them out of these death cults where they're encouraging them to mutilate themselves in school and telling them that they may not be the gender that they are. It is satanic. I really believe, parents do have the ability to teach their kids the right way, but you're taking a risk when you send them to these institutions. We have to preserve the future generation, because if we don't, we will lose. This is a huge key to us being able to have any semblance of righteousness or goodness or honesty or love left on this earth. It depends on what we teach them. And that they've killed off so many of the older population now that we've lost all that wisdom. We've lost that, all those people that knew how to manufacture and use items, reuse them, make things. Because they don't want us to make things in the new world. They want us to hire everything. They don't want us to be self-sufficient. So let's talk about some of those solutions. I believe that this year things will become clearer and be revealed. And we're already seeing that start to happen. I mean, we've got the Twitter files. It's a fantastic thing that's coming out. You know, regardless of what you think of Elon and Twitter, it is wonderful that this information is coming out. The question is, why is it coming out? But we'll talk about that another time. Things will become clearer. Things will be revealed. As they do, we need to be ready to embrace those people, even those who hated us. And I'm not talking about the globalists. I'm talking about regular people that were fooled, hoodwinked, yes? We need to be ready to embrace those people and bring them on the journey with us. Waking up is not an easy process for a lot of people. It's really not. It's devastating, actually, when you realize that there's a globalist cabal that are trying to usher in the Antichrist and kill people off in the process. Yeah, that's hard to cope with for a lot of people. So we need to bring those people in with open arms. Parallel systems are being built, and we're seeing this more and more where it comes to food, where it comes to, you know, people bartering, trading, parallel health systems. I'm seeing safe blood banks being advocated for. These things are going to continue, and I think we need to support those things where they're viable as much as possible, because we won't be able to rely on the main systems until more people wake up. And that's the reality of the situation. We have to rely on parallel systems. I'm seeing more and more people preparing for the food shortages, preparing for the economic collapse, you know, precious metals, food preparation, long-term food storage, dehydrating foods, storing them in Mylar bags. Later on, you can bring that out when food prices are too high or if your neighbor's hungry. These things are good things to be prepared for. We're also seeing people, you know, talk about trading services. Parallel systems and communities are being built where people are trading services as well, which is great. This is how you build your local communities where you no longer have to depend on the globalist systems. You can depend on those around you who you know you can trust. They're not going to turn around the next time that there's a globalist lie and sell you out and, you know, dob you in to the police because you didn't get a death shot. There's going to be a mass exodus from Big Pharma, and more people are starting to depend on alternative. And I don't even want to use the word alternative, just natural medicine. And this is wonderful. And I think that there are some, you know, pharmaceutical products that are great and have saved many lives, but there are also ones outside of the system that have done that. And so more and more people are taking to learning about natural remedies and ways that they can look after themselves and their families and protect themselves against the attacks on our health. You know, InfoWars has a great range of products, and people are turning to natural remedies in their gardens even, which is fantastic. It's fantastic. We will see more of that, more self-sufficiency, more off-grid living. We're seeing that on the rise as well, and that is great. So many people are moving out to communities where they have formed relationships with the people around them, where they can share food, they can share resources, and that is what we need to do. Because I'm just going to be honest with you guys, if we don't defeat them, they will destroy everything that we know. So we have to be ready to depend on one another. So get in touch with local farmers, local communities, build those relationships now, make them strong, make them a fortress so that you can protect one another for the things that are coming ahead. What we saw during COVID was child's play, guys. We have to be ready. We have to be ready. Soldiers that know that they are in a war, which we are in an information war, have to be ready. Stronger communities, people turning to other forms of communication, trading, bartering, learning how to do that again. You know, the real value of things where you trade, you barter, not where some central bank determines what the value of your dollar coin is. People are getting stronger in their religion. And I saw Alex talk about this recently. There's a clear divide happening, and I agree with that. People are either completely losing faith and depending on what the globalists tell them they should, or they're depending more on God and they're depending more on Jesus Christ, and this is wonderful. And there are platforms being built for all of these alternative systems. I think that I can see people getting stronger. I can see people getting more resilient and doing all of these things we've just spoken about, and I encourage people to continue to do so. We have each other. More will join us. But for the most part, those who are awake are really awake, and that is a good thing. They know that they are up against a globalist enemy. They know that they're up against a satanic agenda, and they are ready. They are ready, and they're getting more and more ready, and I'm so grateful for that. I wanted to get into the China news today. I didn't get to. Go to my Telegram. It's all in there, Z Media. I thank you all so much for tuning in today. Thank you for preparing you and your households, and thank you for being a champion of the truth. God bless you all. I'll see you all very soon.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.